Right, you two, that was just an incredible panel, and thank you very much indeed. Don't go anywhere yet. John Holmes is here. Your show's coming up. What are you going
on? All right, Carol, how are you?
I'm all right, are you?
Jolly good, yeah, thanks. Yeah, there's going to be stuff coming up on the programme, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about, well, big news today, of course. Everyone's very bored of Brexit.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about crayons, because I don't know whether you know that Crayola are ditching the yellow crayon.
Yes,
and from their box.
And what's that got to do with Brexit? Oh, it's because of EU rules. Is this what you're saying?
Not in any way at all.
No,
we're just ignoring Brexit because
okay.
I'm sick of it.
Oh, I see. Right,
so
okay.
We're just going to be talking instead about yellow crayons,
okay.
Mostly. There's going to be live music on the programme because we've got a busker coming in to do that in the last half an hour. And there's a thing we do on Friday where one of our producers, Con, goes into the lift. And what he does is he reads out all the haters' tweets and texts that we get. Right.
God.
And rather than ignore them...
That would take a while, wouldn't it?
It does take ages,
yeah,
if I'm honest,
yeah.
And what we do is he does it from the lift as it travels downwards through the building.
Yeah.
And it's because his name's Con, it's a feature we call Condescending.
That's very good.
It's like wordplay.
Do you get a lot of trolling?
God, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're positive. I imagine you do. Yeah, I've read your stuff.
Yeah.
I got called a dopey fascist by a troller the other day.
That's nothing. I can beat that. I can so beat that. Okay, so the John Holmes Show is next. Thank you, guys. It's been a great day. Thank you very much indeed for your time, all of you.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
At Sky Bet, we're paying 8 places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing the top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, Sky Bet are paying not 5, 6 or 7, but 8 places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk, applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Good news. I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Hungry citizens of Britain! With Just Eat, the food you really want is just a tap away. The cheeseburger of your dreams, the freshly fried chicken you crave, the crispy fish and chips of which fantasies are made. So tap the Just Eat app. It's the weekend and satisfaction awaits. Your favourite local restaurants are standing by. Download the Just Eat app or go online to order now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Very good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes. And there's a new rule. There was a meeting yesterday that says I have to now say here what's coming up in the show after the news. That came out of a meeting yesterday. And what they've done is they've given me a bit of paper. So with new things that I have to do. It's called Things to Remember.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it now. Ready?
Go ahead.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 1 o'clock. Brief mention of what is coming up on the show before news. Text and call costs once an hour. Plug the online content. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, formal request for second Indy ref, talks on tray before Brexit, and Peaches Geldof's widower not surprised she died.
Talk Radio.
Scotland's First Minister has formally requested a second vote on whether it should break away from the UK. Nicola Sturgeon's written a letter to the Prime Minister demanding an independence referendum. Nearly two-thirds of people in Scotland voted against leaving the EU. So the SNP leader says it's right they're given another vote once a Brexit deal is reached. And she says she'll accept the outcome.
I respect the views of those who would not choose independence, but the simple principle is this: in very changed circumstances that will have significant implications for the kind of country we will become, our future should be decided by us, not for us.
The UK has been told it can hold trade talks before Brexit, but only if there's sufficient progress on divorce negotiations. All other member states have had a letter setting out their stance for discussions over the next 2 years. The Prime Minister has previously said she's prepared to walk away with no deal. That position hasn't impressed former Foreign Office boss Sir Simon Fraser.
I think the idea that no deal is better than any, almost any sort of deal, is a mistake. No deal would be a very bad deal.
Patients will face longer waiting times for non-emergency operations under plans announced by the chief executive of NHS England. Simon Stevens says areas like mental health, cancer and GP services will be prioritised instead. The driver of a bin lorry which crashed in Glasgow, killing six people, has avoided jail after admitting culpable and reckless driving on a separate occasion. Harry Clark has given a three-year driving ban and will have to wear a tag. And the widower of Peaches Geldof says he wasn't surprised when he found her body after a heroin overdose. Thomas Cohen, who's the father of her two sons, has described her death as incredibly traumatising. The daughter of Bob Geldof died at the age of 25 in 2014.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Great. How's your Friday?
How's my Friday?
Yeah.
It's going badly.
I know. I've seen the all staff email you sent.
I haven't sent an email. Not on this occasion.
I saw it.
I haven't.
You complained. Oh, no.
Whinged to
it
you.
It was a reply to your whinge.
Basically,
Victoria's not happy today.
Friday is chip day, and I love curly fries. And so every Friday, I go and buy chips. And if they're available in the week, I'll buy them then too.
And you slather them.
Yeah, with mayo and sweet chilli.
Sweet chilli sauce. Yeah,
it's great. Anyway, so I didn't look at the email discussing what was on offer in the canteen today.
Oh, mate.
So I just went strolling down the stairs, a bit of a skip in my step.
Bold as you
very
like.
Very excited.
Yeah.
And then before I could say anything,
you
because he knows
what
I want. No, not this time. The man who runs the canteen, before I could say anything, he was like, "No chips today." I was like, "What?" And he was like, "It's lasagna." I was like, "I can't eat that." And then I turned on my heel and walked away.
See, this is what we've got to put up with this afternoon because of what you've done, canteen. Look what you've done.
I'm hungry.
You've turned her into a monster.
Yeah. And then there was an email which was sent out saying, "I know we normally do fish and chips on a Friday, but today it's lasagna and a side salad. Please come and buy some."
No one has.
What do you think of the recent price increase as well?
1p.
Yeah, it's gone from £3.99 to £4.
Has it? Mm-hmm. What, for some chips?
No.
No, you don't get chips, John. Listen.
Oh.
It's lasagna.
No, chips are £1.50.
Right.
Victoria's actually writing this down when she says it.
Fascinating insider gossip there for you on the radio.
Yeah. I want some food. And also, you haven't delivered either.
It's finished now.
Because yesterday, we had
anymore.
A discussion about how
please,
you right. should buy...
Thank you.
How you
no,
should buy...
Radio
national weather.
How you should buy...
Oh, no.
Fade her out.
Taffy cakes.
Fade my mic. Fade all the microphones out, Chloe.
Why haven't you bought any?
Oh my god!
Do the weather.
I don't really want to.
Well, it's your job.
All right, Cornelius.
It's got a bit Friday already around here, hasn't it?
Showers across the north of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, brighter and warmer elsewhere, with some showers, highs of 16 degrees.
This is going to be a fun afternoon.
Showers with some showers.
Yeah, I didn't write that.
Here's Ben. Here's Ben.
Talk Radio Sports.
Pre-recorded.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. One of Arsenal's leading supporters clubs has called for manager Arsene Wenger to step down, as the majority of its members believe he's no longer the right man for the job. The Arsenal supporters trust Trust canvassed its 1,000 members, with 78% of respondents saying they've lost faith in the Frenchman. Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe says what happens to Jack Wilshere at the end of the season will be interesting. Wilshere's on a season-long loan at the South Coast club from the Gunners. Howe's been speaking ahead of TalkSport's Premier League commentary game with rival Southampton tomorrow.
Jack will be the one that decides his future, obviously in conjunction with Arsenal. It was very clear at the start of this loan that he was going to make his decision, I think, in terms of the next steps for him in the summer. He just wanted to concentrate on his football with us, try and have the best season that he can. He certainly had a good season as far as I'm concerned.
Finally, Celtic can win the Scottish Premiership tonight without kicking a ball. If Dundee beat second place Aberdeen at Dens Park, then Brendan Rodgers' side will be champions. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, indeed, for your pre-recorded sport. Victoria's just passed me a note saying one of my curly fries last week was 30 centimetres long.
It's true, I measured it.
You can see why I had to swap them out. It was getting out of hand.
I mean,
it was really long. I was like, this is a big one.
I mean, it's good.
And you didn't think to include it in vegetable news.
I can't remember what.
Unbelievable that you actually have, I like that you've got the time to just sit at your desk stretching out a curly fry.
So I dangled it from a fork and did it vertically.
Where did you get a measuring tape from?
No, on my boss's desk is a ruler. It's the only use I could find for it.
Didn't they do this on the Today programme on Radio 4? I mean, this is
highbrow stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, Victoria. Don't know what for, but anyway, right. Let's do some kind of. You can tell already. It's a Friday. Let's do Friday. Talk
Radio. Pre-order the new Samsung Galaxy S8 with Vodafone and unbox it 8 days before everyone else. Get a massive 24 gig of data for the price of 6, and brag to everyone about how you got it first. Pre-order in store or online now. Vodafone. Power to you.
Subject to availability, minimum 10-monthly contract and credit check. Order direct by April 19th.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Today, we're announcing the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, will be playing Worst of All. Mm. As a final act of defiance, of course.
And that's so painful to have to deal with because it's a lie.
Not the monkeys, you understand.
Or gorillas.
Hip, hip, hip.
I mean, let's face it, you know, Jeremy Corbyn.
To have a misshapen face, curious hair. Hannah Salbury. Subri? Salbury. 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 Subri? 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 Salbury. Salbury. And political comedian Matt Ford.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Yeah, so good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to your Friday PM. Essentially just a collection of ill-judged radio features, some speaking, some adverts, some news, travel reports, of course, that you never actually really listen to at all, do you? You absolutely don't even. They just sort of wash over you, don't they? You just sort of zone out. I mean, I know I do. Anyway, we've squashed all of this together, and we've optimistically called it a radio show. Let's be honest, though. We're basically making it up as we go along, which means that this show has got much in common with Brexit. Day two, isn't it? I mean, just 2 days now after Article 50 was triggered. By the way, I still don't even really know what Article 50 even is. I mean, you keep hearing about it, but I'm genuinely don't actually know the wording. I don't know. Nor Articles 1 to 49, I've got no idea. Nor 51 to whatever number it goes up to. I mean, I could easily probably look it up and read it, but you know what? Like you, I can't be arsed. 2 days, that's all it's been, and I am bored off my Can I say...
Mantle.
Let's just speak to Cass about it. Cass? She's the assistant producer through the glass. Can I say the T word on the? Is that allowed on the radio?
No.
Just say moves. Is that offensive these days? Is it?
It's always offensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll portmanteau it. I am bored off my mant. I'm bored off my mitts of bloody Brexit. I am. Just 2 days in. I mean, let's be honest, right? We're all bored of it, aren't we? We're just absolutely... Oh, Article 50's been triggered. Oh, look, the great repeal bill's being discussed by this... Oh, the EU have held a press conference to outline the Brexit negotiating strategy. Oh, dear. Day two, and I'm bored of it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I almost want ISIS to win just so it changes the news agenda for a bit. Anyway, hello, Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. All the Prime Minister's legs could come back into the news as far as just something to anything. Here's what I hope. I sincerely hope that ISIS hijack the Prime Minister's legs. That's what I want to happen. Right, I'd like to see that. I'd like that to happen. Saying it now. I mean, we work hard on this... Well, I know it doesn't sound like it, but we work hard on this programme, all right, to bring you a news-based radio programme day in, day out. But it's all just the same now, isn't it? It's just Brexit this and Indie Ref 2 that... ISIS, come on, if you're listening, hijack Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon's legs or something. Come on. Do your bit to liven up the news agenda. Right, throw us a bone here, ISIS. Anyway, slightly Friday feeling today, can you tell? Speaking of hijacks, headline hijack are very much on the way. It works like this. At 2 of your clock, Victoria will say the news. She is the owner-operator of This Mouth.
This Mouth.
That's the one. And the news comes out it. At 2 o'clock, though, the made-up news comes out it, because we invite you to manufacture a story, and we'd very much like it if you could just jot down some lies, some alternative facts, some news untruths. And we will report them on the radio out of Victoria at 2 o'clock as though they were real. It's Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There we go. Also today, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz will be here reviewing the showbiz. His name is Reese. Reese is back. We'll also be inviting you to come into the... to come into our end-of-the-week quiz. It's where we test your knowledge. It's brand loyalty testing. Things that have happened on the show over the past 5 days, can you figure out what happened next from a variety of clips from the preceding 5 days? It's our end of the week quiz. Get involved in that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Same number at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
So that's going to be happening. Also today, all the big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus, of course. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. Very strict. We analyse the day's big stories via short-form oriental verse. It's also Some Request Friday, which means, like Radio 2's All Request Friday, except they get to play music because they're a music station, we can't. Our licence does not allow it. So instead, we will play you speeches and talks as per your requests and dedications. So that's what we do because we're a speech radio station. If it's your birthday and you'd like to hear Churchill's Fight Them on the Beaches speech to celebrate, then we're the place to do that. You're not going to get... Radio 2 aren't going to do that for you, are they? No. You know the number. You know the Twitter. There's the big debate at 3. All your reactions this afternoon as well. Work experience punditry. Kieran will be here with your films for the weekend. And we will bring you live music. Live music today on a Friday. Our busker sessions continue. We drag a busker in from the streets of London. We take them by the hand and lead them into the studio where we will be getting them to play a couple of songs for us and, a little bit of a chat. Because it gets us into the weekend. It's Live Music Friday. Ginger Dave is here today.
Ahoy.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Dave. Dave's here.
Hi.
No idea why. It's not like he does anything at all. apart from students.
There it is.
So,
Fire.
Ass broadcast is through,
through the glass.
She's through the
miserable window.
That's the noise her arm makes.
Yeah.
Hi, Cass. Hi. April Fool's Day tomorrow, isn't it?
Is it?
Is that a big day in the witch's calendar, is it? Like,
no.
Playing any tricks?
No.
Swapping the sugar in the sugar bowl for her egg?
No.
She smells like egg. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. Oh, hello. Somebody got engaged. Chloe got engaged, everyone.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Good news.
Is it an April Fool?
Yeah. Victoria's busting out the news rhymes today.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Has a hangover.
Yes.
I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It's Tour Radio on a Friday afternoon. And, of course, we need to be talking about today's big story. To get us there, of course, some music. You know how it works by now. Cryptic clues all the way through the tune. Is it the band that connects to the big story? Is it the title of the song? Who knows? Well, time to work it out. Play along at home, just for fun. It's the song. It gets us to the big story. But how and why? What is today's big story? It's the sound of Coldplay. The one about the yellow.
You know I love you so.
But why are we playing it? Why does it link us to today's big story? And why, as Talk Radio's head of music, have I chosen that particular song and band? Well, of course, you know that it gets us into the big story, but have you figured it out yet from the cryptic clues? Producer Dave's, I can see, been working hard on it. Guest producer Dave.
Got it.
Is in the studio. Okay. So, guessing, you know producer. how it works, don't you?
I produce the guessing element of this part.
It links to the big, big story we're going to be discussing.
Don't worry, I got it.
What is it then? Coldplay.
Got it in one.
Go.
Coldplay.
Yes.
So obviously the opposite of cold is hot.
Yes, good.
Hot cross buns, obviously, yes. Getting more prevalent around
Easter.
This time, which is Easter. Yeah, Easter. What do you link with Easter? Bunnies. What's like a sort of big bunny? A kangaroo.
Yes.
Hops on its thing. It's got the ears, got the pouch. Yeah. Kangaroos, of course, from Australia. Yeah, which is called Down Under. We might refer to it as the land Down Under.
Very good.
The opposite of down is up, which of course was that Pixar film with that man with that balloon.
Balloons
you often find at parties.
Yes.
Where else do you find parties? In politics. What are some parties? Labour, Lib Dem, and the Conservatives, who are led by
Theresa May,
who is of course currently leading the
Brexit
negotiations. You are welcome. Crib out.
So you think we're going to be talking about Brexit, do you?
Yeah.
No, we're not. I'm bored off my mitts about Brexit. I told you that earlier.
I wasn't listening.
No, you're really wide of the mark, Dave.
Okay.
It's Yellow by Coldplay.
Right.
Right? And the story we're going to be talking about is that Crayola, who make wax crayons, as of today, are dropping the yellow one from the box.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
No. It's cool. a furore. I mean, all the things that are going on in the world, Trump's aide says he wants immunity from prosecution to testify about the Russian interference in the US election, right? Brexit, we're moving out of Europe, I don't know whether you heard that. ISIS are a thing. All of that's going on in the world. Putin. Cyclones. Other stuff. Devolution in Scotland. But what is everyone talking about on Twitter and that? Crayons. At the stars, look how they shine. So, we will be talking next to... Hey, who are we to buck the trend that's trending? We're going to be talking next. They're losing the yellow crayon from Crayola Crayons. We're going to be talking to Talk Radio's crayon correspondent next about this big news breaking story. Cornelius?
Oh, what?
That's you. Talk Radio's crayon correspondent.
Can I do it from this seat?
No, you have to go outside and pretend, like a correspondent would, that you're there at the seat. You're live from a box of crayons. Be that. Off you go. Off you go now. Take your hangover with you. Off you go. Yeah. Don't forget your coat.
Got it.
Hi, mate.
Talk Radio's crayon correspondent talking to us live from Box of Crayons about this big, apparently, story. Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time, and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just $14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. $14.99 a month for 12 months and $16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/homephone.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's a few issues in Hampshire at the moment. The M27 westbound is closed between junctions 11 and 9 due to barrier repairs. And also we're seeing two lanes closed in queuing traffic due to a broken down vehicle between junctions 12 and 11. Then moving on to Worcestershire now, there's two lanes closed in queuing traffic because of an accident on the M5 northbound between junction 8 for the M50 and junction 7 for the A44. And in the West Midlands, the M6 southbound has a lane closed on the exit slip road because of a broken down vehicle at junction 10 for the A454 for Wolverhampton.
What could you do with an extra £750? That's what you'll get if you order a new Skoda Superb before the 30th of April. You'll also get 4.9% APR representative and £2,500 towards your finance deposit. So go on, treat yourself to something nice. The Skoda Superb. Visit your local Skoda retailer or skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Order by April the 30th. 18s and over. Subject to status, T's and C's apply. Excludes SE Business and SE Technology. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Financial Services.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts. Tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You listen to Talk Radio. It's a Friday. Of course it is. Let's talk about today's big story. So as the EU set out their negotiating strategy, one of Donald Trump's aides wants immunity in return for testifying about the administration's contact with the Russian government in the run-up to the US election. And as innocent civilians are caught up and trapped on the front line in the battle for Mosul, what is everybody talking about on social media? It's the fact that a crayon company have dropped the yellow one from the box. That's what's occupying the minds of everybody today, it seems. Specifically, if you want specifics, it's dandelion yellow. So this, of course, is very bad news for anyone wanting to colour in a dandelion. This is what people are complaining about, honestly. Bloody Brexit Britain. It is, of course, an attempt to modernise. I mean, dandelions are, like, so pre-9/11. So in its place comes a new range of waxy sticks, I presume. Waxy colouring sticks for a modern world. They're introducing Trump orange, terrorism yellow, because, you know, they're cowards. Camberwick green, of course, coming. One's a bit of a throwback. Simply red, apparently. And diversity black and brown. That one is amazing, actually, as a wax crayon, because it's got all of the colours equally integrated into one crayon. That's and that's good, that's really nice. But it's big news, and we're nothing if not tuned into the breaking stories. So let's tackle it. Talk Radio's crayon correspondent is talking to us live this afternoon from a box of crayons. Good afternoon, crayon correspondent.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi there. Good to talk to you. So it's a big story, as we've said. What's happening? What's happening now?
Oh, wow, there's lots of going-ons here at this box of crayons. You may be able to hear a helicopter circling overhead. The world's press have turned out to find out what exactly did happen to Daffodil Yellow.
Yeah, now we're getting stories here. The rumour is, and I know it's not been confirmed, but the rumour is that Daffodil Yellow might have done something wrong within that box of crayons and has so been forced to leave. Is that right?
That is seemingly what has got on. That's all we are being told, though. We're not being told exactly what the crayon did.
Okay, so the speculation is what, though? What happened? The crayon was presumably frog-marched from the box. That's what we're hearing. Not even allowed to return back to its desk to get its other crayons back.
No, that's completely correct, John. We can only speculate as to what to happen, as to what happened.
Yeah, but speculate now.
I couldn't possibly.
I think you should.
It was frog march out the.
Why do you think that?
Out the building.
If you had to guess something,
I think he upset the frogs.
Okay. I mean, how do
the
you
frogs in the just, crayon let's factory?
Let's concentrate on the frog marching, because frogs don't march. No, they hop really. So was,
yes.
it, was it was he was he was it hopped? Not he. It was it hopped out of the box. Was it hopped out of the box?
It was hopped, yes, John. Yeah. As we know what frog marching means, it means when, someone crouches down and then someone will jump over their back and then they will crouch down.
Right.
And then the original person will jump over their back.
The original happened to the crayon.
Yeah, that happened to the crayon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anyone see this happening to the dandelion yellow crayon?
I didn't, but one of my colleagues did, apparently.
Okay, fine. All right, so but the big story there is that dandelion... Any news on what's replacing dandelion yellow, though, in the Crayola box?
Nothing at the moment. Just by this box of crayons, all that there is two football pitches full of footballers and two bald, slightly large men smoking a joint. Right. So I don't know if they're going to go in or what.
Does one of them work with James Whale?
No.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you there. That's Talk Radio's crayon correspondent. That's seriously, I mean, I'm not even making that up. That is the big news. Listen to this, right? This is the news, right? People are going mad on Twitter about this. I'm so this is Ms. Kelder on Twitter. At Crayola, sorry that Dandelion is going. As an art teacher, we loved that one. I mean,
that's not a thing.
Right? Why, says Lisa on Twitter, why? Dandelion was so important, Dandelion Yellow.
There's
no.
Loads of yellow
hashtag. It's trending as a hashtag. Save Dandelion Yellow.
Not interested.
I mean...
I went to the Crayola Museum last month in Florida.
Hello, breaking news. What?
Yeah. So there's a Crayola Museum in a shopping centre.
You should
Florida.
Be interested in this then.
I'm semi. I mean, if you've been to the Crayola Museum, you'll know why I'm not that interested anymore.
Oh.
It's okay.
I mean, it's just a museum full of crayons.
Yeah, and giant crayons, but then you can also colour stuff in. I think it's intended for kids, but I went.
What did you colour in?
I coloured in a... They have like a black and white... It's like a big colouring book and you can choose one and you can give it to your mum or dad. So again, I think it's for kids.
Most people go to Disney World in Florida, don't
they? Yeah, no, I'd already done that.
Oh, fine.
And then Universal.
You sure we didn't just follow some students day. In that were going in for a trip? Ginger producer Dave there bringing his insight to the big story that genuinely is big news. It's genuinely one of the most read stories in the country at the moment and trending on Twitter. Crayola is ditching yellow from its... Christ alive. Right, okay, in the next bit of the programme, Reese will be here, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, will bring us the showbiz news. Here's Victoria, though, with the headlines on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
A letter from Scotland's First Minister demanding a second independence referendum has been delivered to Theresa May. She's told the Prime Minister she can see no rational reason to block a new vote between autumn next year and spring 2019. Here's Nicola Sturgeon.
The will of the Scottish Parliament must be respected. It's a question not of if it is respected, but how. And if the Prime Minister chooses not to do that, then I will set out to Parliament over the next few weeks what I intend to do to make sure that the will of the Parliament is respected and we make progress towards giving the people of Scotland a choice.
One of the politicians leading Brexit negotiations for the EU has warned there'll be no avoiding confrontational talks over the next 2 years. European Council President Donald Tusk says discussions will first focus on Britain leaving the EU before new trade agreements can be put in place. A so-called NHS trade-off will mean waiting times for some operations increasing. The head of the health service in England has set out a blueprint for how it will cope with pressures on A&E and GP services. The driver of a bin lorry which crashed in Glasgow, killing six people in December 2014, has been banned from driving for 3 years. It's over a separate offence. Harry Clark was caught behind the wheel of a car despite being told not to drive. And Beyoncé is reportedly being lined up for a starring role in the live-action remake of The Lion King. Entertainment website and magazine Variety claims Disney's approached her about voicing Nala. The weather wet across the north of England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Brighter and warmer elsewhere with a few showers, highs of 16 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
25 minutes, you say?
Yeah.
Great news. No mention of the big Crayola story,
yeah.
though. Absent. Because we had a reporter, I don't know whether you heard, we had a correspondent on the scene of the crayons. And if you want, you can clip that up for your next news.
Oh, that's really kind of you to point me in the right direction, John.
Because that really is seemingly... One of the biggest stories in the country right now is that Dandelion Yellow is leaving Crayola.
Okay.
Frog marched from the box. We don't know why.
I'm going to look into it.
Thank you, Victoria. Good. Victoria's here with bonus news later as well. 3:30. What are we doing today?
I think it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news today. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news comes to you on consecutive days at 3:30. Today, yeah, vegetable news. All that's happening in the world of veg. If you were wondering, well, wonder no longer, for all will be revealed in around 2 hours. Right, as I say, Reese is on the way with his showbiz roundup, a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Plus, of course, today's headline hijack. It's all coming. It's Talk Radio on a Friday.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so to headline hijack. You know how it works, don't you? At 2 o'clock, there will be a made-up news story in the bulletin. We'd like you to supply it, please. There's a number you can use to get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word...
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
It's there to fool the people not listening to this bit of the programme, of course. It is there to confuse them. It is there to sound as though it's true in the actual news. It's fake news writ large. Celebrated, not condemned. We've been doing it way before fake news was even a thing. We call it headline hijack. What's been coming in, Cornelius? What have you got there?
Is from... who's this from?
I don't know.
Michael.
Okay.
Who says that the very early effects of triggering Article 50 are already being seen. Traffic lights in Britain are no longer have to abide by EU standards, meaning that they can change a lot more quickly, and fewer birds seem to be flying north from Europe for the summer. Only 3 branches of Pret-a-Manger in the UK remain open.
That has already happened. That's 2 days that's taken.
Yeah.
And every Pret-a-Manger has shut down, apart from those 3. You're absolutely right. Shocking stuff, of course. Cheryl Cole and Liam Thompson have announced they are planning to raise their newborn baby as a member of One Direction. The couple have said that they believe the child will add a fresh element to the group's comeback tours in 20 years or so. Liam Thompson's the boss of Virgin. Yeah. I didn't know he was going out.
Who's text that in then?
With Cheryl Cole.
That is a curveball, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a curveball.
Is that why she's on the playlist, aren't they? No.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense now, doesn't it? Who knew that he fathered... I didn't.
Really? Who's that from?
Liam Thompson. Thanks for sending that in.
Yes, Liam.
Right, the lines are open. Headline hijack and showbiz news that we don't give a stuff about. On the way next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Did you know that government road tax charges are changing after the 31st of March? So, here are your options. You could A, visit your nearest Ford dealer after the 31st of March and get a great deal on a new Ford. Or B, visit your nearest Ford dealer before the 31st of March, get a great deal and beat the road tax increase. There you go. A or B. No brainer. Visit your nearest Ford dealer and register a new car before the 31st of March and beat the road tax increase. Ford. Go further. For more information on the road tax charges, visit ford.co.uk.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organise candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is Belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6-foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Cars Convenient Deliver and Collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europe Car, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europe Car, moving your way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We start off in Hampshire, where the M27 westbound has queuing traffic. That's because of an early accident between junctions 11 and 9. And in Devon, we've got one lane closed because of a broken down vehicle and recovery work. That's on the M5 northbound between junctions 27 and 26. In Bedfordshire, we've got one lane closed and slow moving traffic because of an accident on the M1 northbound between junctions 11 and 12. And in Worcestershire, we've got severe delays and two lanes closed and queuing traffic on the M5 northbound between junctions 8 and 7.
What could you do with an extra £750? That's what you'll get if you order a new Skoda Superb before the 30th of April. You'll also get 4.9% APR representative and £2,500 towards your finance deposit. So go on, treat yourself to something nice. The Skoda Superb. Visit your local Skoda retailer or skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Order by April the 30th. 18s and over. Subject to status, T's and C's apply. Excludes SE Business and SE Technology. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed we will. And momentarily we'll be talking to Rhys out of Talk Sport. But before that, of course, there's the small matter of the news. Now, Nicola Sturgeon, of course, is still banging on about the second Scottish referendum. She's been speaking, she's called for it in the next couple of years. Of course, we know what's going on there. Theresa May has, of course, been responding to the EU's press conference this morning, where they set out, this is Donald Tusk, set out the negotiating strategy for Brexit. All of that going on, of course. But it's all very, very, very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
No, you've got a hangover as well, haven't you?
Yeah, really? And I'm struggling to cope today.
I know. So, what we've done is find news, right? And we've made it easy to understand, because what we've done is we've exposed it to Japanese poetry. It's short form oriental verse, and we know that helps you to understand the issues. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
US no longer want to topple Assad because he's basically Trump.
Yeah, hard hitting. The news in haikus. Is a man from Talk Sport. He knows nothing of showbiz, he cares not a jot for it, yet contractually, here he is to review this week's It. Hi, Reese.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome back. Good to see you. Always a pleasure.
Good to be back.
To see you. Reminds us that it's Friday.
Yep.
For a start. And also, you know, you give us our showbiz fix.
Yes.
None of us care.
Nope.
Or know what it is. But here we are anyway.
Yes, that's where we are. So, showbiz dealer for the day.
So what are you pushing on us today?
Cheryl Cole's been doing all the pushing. She's given birth to another little human being.
Right.
Did another she, one?
Did yes. She? Well, no, her first one. She's given birth to an... Well, you see, her boyfriend's so young looking, it's just be easy to...
She might mix them up.
She may do.
Imagine that during the breastfeeding process. It'd be terrible, wouldn't it? So Cheryl Cole, this is, let us not forget, the violent thug Cheryl Cole.
The violent thug Cheryl Cole,
who
yes.
once punched a toilet attendant in the face.
Square in the mush.
In a row about lollipops.
Yep.
In a nightclub in Guildford.
Yes.
And seemingly got away with it because
that
everyone's
her,
forgotten.
Yeah.
Everyone's forgotten. It was Cheryl Cole.
The selfsame one.
Who did that.
Yep.
Violently.
Yes.
With a fist.
In the face.
Has she punched her baby yet?
She hasn't.
Be very clear about that. Yeah.
Yes.
But all right, so what's happened to the baby... I understand what's happened. She was on a. She hired out a whole hospital wing.
Yeah, I saw this. It seemed the article had a real problem with the fact that she was in a private hospital in a plush wing that apparently had, get this, Wi-Fi. What's she need that for?
Well,
I mean, she's just given birth. I mean,
I've never given birth, but from what I know of the process, you're not surfing the internet while it's happening.
As far as I'm aware. I've been a part of a birthing process.
Yeah.
No, everyone I wasn't on the internet. No, that's true.
That's very true. Actually, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I was definitely there for my one. And internet not very far up the old
leave that sentence right there. I think that the interesting thing about this is I'd read that she'd because it's seemingly that Cheryl Cole appears to have been pregnant for quite a long time.
Yes.
I know 9 months is the normal gestation period.
Yes.
But this story about Cheryl Cole being pregnant appears to be about 4 years old.
It has.
Right?
Yes. It's been a hell of a long time.
She essentially has the gestation period of an alpine salamander, which is 48 months.
Is it?
Yeah.
48 months.
Thanks.
Good knowledge.
Thank you.
Nice for that.
I know that.
How?
Use Wi-Fi. So, but she essentially either has, right, the internal workings,
yeah,
to use the medical phrase, of an alpine
to use the safe phrasing,
yeah, of an alpine salamander,
yeah,
or perhaps this story that she's pregnant wasn't true four years ago. I don't know the ins and outs of how showbiz works.
Well,
as you
a
know.
Source says that baby and mum are okay. So a source was there. Couldn't have been that private.
A source
managed to get in.
But apparently she closed the whole thing down. Right, apparently she
the
hospital
wing.
How did
the baby get out?
No, not that.
Oh.
No. I don't mean that. I don't mean she closed that down. She had to open that up.
Yes.
That had to be dilated, Cornelius. But the hospital wing was the opposite of dilated. It was shut. Right? So...
I'm not diving in there. Oh, no, that's even worse.
Don't say that.
Oh, no.
So what it... But apparently, this is the... But what I don't understand about this, because obviously it's a very expensive private hospital where she had this.
Yes.
Baby, which is fair enough. If that's what she wants to do and she can afford it, okay.
Definitely.
But the thing, what I don't understand is why she had to close it down. Because if somebody's... as Pop Bitch pointed out yesterday, if somebody's four rooms down giving birth, they don't care that Cheryl Cole's doing it up there.
No, absolutely.
So why bother shutting the whole... who cares?
No, absolutely. I mean, it just seems to be part of the whole, you know... sort of celebrity thing now. It's, you know, just in case someone popped in.
Who's he?
So, like, yeah, true.
Just in case someone...
Just in case.
Yeah. Who's he going out with?
I think he's US sources.
Okay, fine. Just always worth checking with these things. Yeah.
But it's like she can't get it through a nut that, well, someone's watching their wife give birth, they might think, oh, I can go and get a cheeky sort of shot from inside the door of Cheryl Cole
wonder what you were going to say then.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, Cheryl Cole's had a baby. That's massive.
She certainly
great
has.
Great showbiz news. Well done.
Congratulations to the happy couple.
Yes.
Yep.
Who's the dad?
Liam
Thompson.
Liam Thompson.
This got confusing earlier.
Yes.
Liam Thompson is the boss of Virgin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Radio.
One of One Direction Thompson as well.
No, you're thinking of the cat from the local directory. He was called Thompson. The Thompson local directory.
Yeah, the Thompson twins.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Thompson
twins. Tomlinson. Tomlinson.
She had twins. Did she have twins?
The Thompson twins.
Cheryl Cole had two twins.
With Liam Thompson.
Right, from Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Showbiz News is great.
This has just evolved.
Yeah.
These are all exclusives.
What else have you got?
Mel B is livid that Victoria Beckham is cashing in on the Spice Girls success. This is the Spice Girls that Victoria Beckham was a part of.
Yeah.
She did Carpool Karaoke with your West Ham one from...
JC.
That's him, yeah. Our main man.
Jamie Cords. Jamie Corden.
Our ambassador in the States now, yes. James Corden.
Right, Victoria Beckham did Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah, she did Carpool Karaoke. She released the teaser to it. They sung Spice Up Your Life, if you're interested. I'm sure you're not.
No.
And Mel B is furious because she feels like, oh, at one point you wanted to go off and be a fashion designer, but now you want to be all Spice Girls-y. It's like she doesn't realise that Victoria Beckham was in the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Wasn't integral, but she was definitely there.
She was there at the time.
Oh, no, absolutely.
She was the famous one, wasn't she? She was like the glamour one.
Yeah. She was Posh Spice.
Posh Spice, yeah.
So there was Posh Spice, as we know, Posh Spice, Baby Spice.
Yep. Ginger Spice.
Yes.
Scary Spice. And Sporty Spice.
That's it.
Old Spice.
Yeah. She was a brute.
Chinese Five.
Aftershave jokes, everybody.
Yep.
Chinese Five Spice.
Yeah. Yeah. She was good.
Yeah, she was.
She was really great. Yeah.
She was also in Five as well.
Yeah. Racist. So, all right, so someone from the Spice Girls has sung the Spice Girls song in a car.
Yeah. Yes, great. And another Spice Girls got annoyed by it.
Is that because she didn't ask to sing the song in the car?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably because she's not been on.
All right. And she's just split up from someone.
She has.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Okay. What's the next story?
The most showbiz headline of all time.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Shanina Shaikh shows off her pert posterior in a skimpy bikini as she frolics on the beach on Gal Pal Holiday. I don't even know what any of that means.
No, not a word.
I didn't even read the story. I just saw the headline and thought, that is basically my segment rounded up into one neat little package
read
there.
Read it again.
Shanina Shaikh shows off her pert posterior in a skimpy bikini as she frolics on the beach on Gal Pal Holiday.
That sounds like a phrase that a Finnish in school uses to teach girls how to talk properly.
Definitely. Or in this case, the opposite. Yeah, go on. It's just that bottom one.
Okay.
All boys, Cornelius.
Yeah, all boys, I guess. Shanina Shaikh shows off her pert posterior in skimpy bikini as she frolics on the beach on Gal Pal Holiday. Now repeat after me.
You need to go back to school because that was terrible. You can't read. I'm giving it to you to read.
No, you have a go.
I'll have a go.
Sit on the bottom.
Shanina Shaikh shows off her pert posterior in a skimpy bikini as she frolics on the beach on Gal Pal Holiday.
Ooh,
there we are.
1-0. Okay. Good new game. Anyone else got a sentence?
Do you want to go, Dave?
No, it's between you two. It's like a tennis match. Right. You have three players in tennis. Right, you choose another sentence. You go first.
There's no sentence as good as that.
No.
I mean, there's nothing.
No,
we've got nothing. That is good, though.
I just thought that is the epitome of showbiz news.
You're absolutely right. Nobody knows what any of that is.
No.
I mean, I fell at the first hurdle. I don't know what a Shanina is.
The best I could come up with was something about a model looking all right on a nicest beach somewhere hot with a mate also not bad looking. That's what I got from that sentence.
Excellent. Excellent showbiz news there. Anything else from it?
No.
Okay, we're out, are we?
Yeah, Brad Pitt's skinny.
Great. Thanks very much, indeed. Reese there from TalkSport, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, rounding up our showbiz for us on a Friday. It is what we do. Now, Reese, thank you very much. See you next week.
See you next week.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be, you know, Cheryl Conn might have had another one by then. We don't,
possibly. We just don't know. We don't know the length of the gestation period. So, we, you know, we're not sure how many she's got in the locker.
Fair enough. Thank you for that. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way, of course. Made up news stories in the 2 p.m. bulletin. Now, Victoria's job is to read the news, and occasionally she makes it sound, you know, professional. And because of that, what we get her to do is to put a news lie in there. But we like you to supply the news lie. It's that easy. You can always feed us your made up news. This is the number 87222.
Start a message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start a message anywhere you like.
Anywhere you like. But of course, there can be only one winner. And much has come in. We could rattle through a couple more, actually, couldn't we? I don't know whether we've probably got a bit, little bit of time before, yeah, before the ads come on. I've got about a minute or so, so I don't mind rattling through another one. Cornelius, have you got anything? What's been coming
in? Yeah, I've got this. This is from Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
The Association of Childless Adults has handed in a petition into 10 Downing Street today calling for less money to be spent on education in the UK. The adults, who overall seem a lot happier, say that they are tired of their taxes being spent on kids that they don't have and are demanding introduction of not having a child benefits.
Not having a child benefits.
Yeah.
Thank you. Who's that from?
That was from Lucy.
Lucy, that's right. Thank you very much, Lucy. All right. But that isn't the one that's going into the news. There is one going into the news, and it will be said as fact to confuse those not listening to this bit of the programme. If they get back from lunch in about 4 minutes' time, switch the radio on, they'll hear the news, so they'll believe the story that was made up by
Maria.
And where's Maria, Dave?
Maria is in Sunderland.
Sunderland, good. All right, thank you, Maria, for sending it in. It's Headline Hijack. Also on the way on the programme today, then. Live music, of course. It's a Friday. So we drag a busker in from the streets to perform for us live in the studio. That is going to be happening. It's also Some Request Friday, which means you can get your requests for speeches and talks. We can't do music. It's a licensed thing through Ofcom. Speeches and talk requests throughout the afternoon. The big debate is at 3 o'clock, and a man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
Reading out the texts and tweets of the haters as that lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Con Descending. All on the way. It's Talk Radio, Friday afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. At Sky Bet, we're paying 8 places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing the top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, Sky Bet are paying not 5, 6 or 7, but 8 places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Introducing Domino's new Walk-In Wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new Walk-In Wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each, or grab 100 raw plug metal self drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of halls across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Starts this Saturday. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Friday. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Look, Victoria is here with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Sturgeon ups the pressure on May for referendum. NHS waiting times to increase. An investigation into football corruption concludes.
Talk Radio.
Scotland's First Minister has told Theresa May there's no rational reason for her to refuse permission for a second independence referendum. Nicola Sturgeon's letter formally requesting the vote has been delivered to Downing Street. It claims the Prime Minister has ignored the views of devolved administration ahead of the UK's exit from the EU. Ms. Sturgeon says she's realistic about the timing.
That should be at the right time when the terms of Brexit are clear and the implications and opportunities of independence are clear. But when the time is right, people in Scotland should have the opportunity to make an informed choice.
The UK has been told it can hold trade talks before Brexit, but only if there's sufficient progress on divorce negotiations. All other member states have had a letter setting out their stance for discussions over the next 2 years. Patients will face longer waiting times for non-emergency operations under plans announced by the chief executive of NHS England. Simon Stevens says areas including mental health, cancer and GP services will be prioritised instead in a trade-off which will mean increased waits. Jeremy Taylor is the chief executive of National Voices, a coalition of health and care charities.
Non-urgent doesn't mean non-important, and the existing waiting time target of no more than 18 weeks from referral to treatment is there for a reason. It's there to ensure that people don't wait too long in pain or with reduced mobility or with their condition getting worse.
A tax evasion tip-off involving a Swiss bank has led to raids in 5 countries, including the UK. Dutch authorities say the investigation relates to as many as 55,000 suspicious accounts. And FIFA says it's finished an investigation into alleged corruption in world football. The governing body says it's passed information to Swiss and American authorities.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right.
Any news on Crayola?
Nope. I haven't had a chance to look into it.
Breaking news!
There you go, it's on that screen.
I mean, you can read it out loud if you like.
Is that what... I didn't realise what you wanted me to do. So, the new colour is not announced. It's part of the blue family. It will be named by Crayola fans at some point. I didn't see the end of the sentence because you moved the screen.
Big news, as you know, today. Crayola have dropped Dandelion Yellow from their box. Crayola fans are livid. They haven't even replaced it with a yellow, it's a blue.
Yeah, what's them to yellows?
I don't know. So racist, aren't they? So they're crayons. So, Victoria, they have the news. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you, Victoria.
For that news.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thank you very much.
Weather. Still got to do the weather,
Weather's on the way.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Got the weather.
Wet across the north of England, Scotland and Northern Ireland, brighter and warmer elsewhere, some showers, highs of 16 degrees.
Always end on a high.
Okay.
Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger has been asked to step down by the Supporters Trust. After its 1,000 members were canvassed, 78% of respondents said they've lost faith in the Frenchman. Wenger refuses to blame Arsenal's poor run on the uncertainty over his future, claiming it would be an easy excuse. Sunderland manager David Moyes won't reveal Jermaine Defoe's contract situation. It's been reported the rejuvenated England striker is free to leave the club if they're relegated from the Premier League. Sunderland bottom of the table, 7 points from safety.
Well, the only thing I can clear up is we're not down and we're not planning to go down. We're planning to stay up. So that's what we're doing. And if that happens and we don't stay up, then we would answer the questions later.
Watford say they've agreed to sign midfielder Tom Cleverley on a permanent contract in the summer. He's on loan at Vicarage Road from Everton, having moved in January. Finally, Celtic can win the Scottish Premiership title this evening without kicking a ball. If Dundee beat second place Aberdeen at Dens Park, then Brendan Rodgers' side will be champions. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a criminal gang has been infiltrated after police managed to track some faulty new £1 coins back to the factory they were made. Officers discovered a large number of pound coins, some silver paint and metal files. The public are being urged to stay wary.
Thank you very much indeed there. Victoria with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport end of the week quiz on the way. Friday on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, as it is a Friday, of course, it's Some Request Friday. That means you can make requests or ask for dedications for loved ones for speeches and talks. Now, we ordinarily, of course, you've heard this on the radio stations, they do it with music, don't they? People will go, it's my husband's birthday, could you please play a record for him? It's his favourite record. Oh, we're getting married tomorrow, could you please play a song for us getting married? That, you know, that kind of thing. Well, however, the issue is that, well, there's sort of Ofcom regulations and licences that mean we're not allowed to play music because it's a talk radio station. So instead of that, we say requests, talking, speeches and talks. If it means a lot to you, we're happy to play it for you. You can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's called Some Request Friday. We can't even say All Request Friday, of course, because Radio 2 do that and own the copyright on the word all. Simon Mayo is notoriously litigious about that. Anyway, here's one that's come in. Dear John, Con, Victoria, Ginger Producer Dave, Cass, Chloe, Ben Fletcher from the sport, Robbie, Moose, the Stapler, Ockles, Benny and the Jets. Please could you play me a speech, as tomorrow I'm going to play an April Fool's joke on my wife, which involves me divorcing her forever. I can't wait to see the look on her face. To get me in the pranking zone, please would you play Getting Free of Self-Importance is the Key to Happiness by Polly Young Eisendrath. It's a speech, John, that really means a lot to my wife, and I'd like you to play it now so I can tear it up. Husband, sorry, that's from Anna in Sowbury. It's Anna in Sowbury.
Sowbury.
Anyway, especially for you.
Sowbury.
Here it is.
So it's true that the better part of my adult life, I have been spending trying to put together the wisdom of Buddhism and the insights of Western psychology. Now, I do that in my day job as well. I just wanted you to know that. And it's one of the reasons why I'm speaking about the subject that I'm speaking about today. On an everyday basis, I meet with people in psychotherapy. Many of them are very much like the presenters here at TED. Others are just slightly neurotic Buddhists. And others are people who have, in many ways, done incredible things in the world and in their lives. And yet, to a person, and over all of the years that I have been doing therapy, I would say that the biggest suffering that I meet is people not liking themselves. And so that underlying...
There it is. There we go. It's especially for Anna in Sowbury. That was the TED Talk of Polly Young Eisendrath. Getting Free of Self-Importance is the Key to Happiness. Playing that for her. She requested it. She's going to divorce her husband tomorrow, I understand, right? April Fool's joke, she's going to divorce her husband forever. Can't wait to see the look on his face. Right, good. Thank you for that. If you've got a request, of course, hey, that's what we're here for. We're here for you. A request of a speech or talk. Like I said, we're not allowed to play music. It's all we can do. Yeah. Don't shoot the messenger. Right, speeches or talks. 87222.
Start your message with the talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
Now, I think we should test somebody's brand loyalty to this programme as we look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back.
Of the week. It's our brand loyalty testing quiz. If you've been listening all week to the programme, then you will know, I'm sure, what happened next from a series of clips. It's what we bring you on a Friday. And on the line to have a go on it is Robbie. Hello, Robbie.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, Robbie. How are you, though? How are you?
Yes, I'm excellent, thank you.
Well, we'll be the judge of that, Robbie, won't we? So, where are you, Robbie, and what do you do where you are?
I am in Watford.
Watford?
And, yeah, and I'm a receptionist at a testing and certification body.
What does that even mean?
It's a big science centre. People like to get their materials tested. They want to do exams about the built environmental stuff.
Right, so you... do you test or do you just recept?
I recept.
Right. And what's the best person you've had coming into your reception today so far, would you say?
Today we had Jerry Halliwell's brother.
Jerry Halliwell's brother came in to your reception today?
He comes in quite a lot, yeah.
Why does he come in?
I've looked at him on YouTube before, and he does some building, something or other.
Right.
He comes in quite a lot. I don't entirely know.
He
has meetings in the houses.
What you need to do, right, is just casually, next time he's in, just slip Spice Girls lyrics into your conversation with him.
Okay.
That's what I think, you know. For example... Actually, I don't know any Spice Girls lyrics, but
if he brings does he bring something in? Is that what it is?
Yeah, use the word wannabe. So I don't know. Do you want to be connected to the person you're seeing?
Very good. Do you want to be connected to the person you're seeing? Yeah. And if he just says, "Sorry, excuse me, could I just have this?" You could just go, "Stop right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then the next line as well. See if he clocks up.
Yeah. Just random Spice Girls, and then record it on your phone and send it to us.
Okay, yep, next week, Tim.
Thanks, Robbie. Good. Anyway, look, have you been listening to the show, Robbie? Do you listen to the show while you're at work?
Largely, yeah.
Largely.
But what can you do, eh?
I know, it passes the time, doesn't it? So, look, there's now a quiz. There are things that have happened over the week. Well, I'm going to play you some clips. You just have to tell us what happened next, Robbie. It's that easy. It's that simple.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's play the game. Let's play Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week. Let's do it. All right, question number one is here. It's this. We'll start on Monday, where a popular TV family were in the news.
Terry Adams from the notorious Adams Family Gang had argued he can't afford the debt of £650,000, which has accrued £50,000 of interest since he was jailed in 2007.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
Crime family.
Their house is a museum.
Oh.
When people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Are they a scream?
No, and I also believe they had to sell the house because of being jailed for... being criminals.
Breaking news. People jailed for being criminals. There. But News Toria, for that was her, told us that the family, the crime family, the Adams family, not only are they creaky and they kooky, but they also go by the name of another popular 80s TV show, she told us. But which one was it, Robbie? Was it A, the A-Team? Was it B, Fraggle Rock? Or was it C, they like to be known as Punky Brewster?
I think the obvious answer to that one would be A, the A-Team.
Let's find out what she said.
Yes. I've since learned that they also went by the name of the A-Team.
Ooh. Yes, is the right answer. Congratulations. Question number two. Tuesday. Let's move to Tuesday. The nauseatingly enthusiastic work experience Josh came in to review some music. What musical treat do we get next?
We get Iggy Azalea Mo Bounce, released on the 24th of March.
I don't know any of the words you just said.
Don't worry. Play the track and I'll give my review after.
I mean, that's crap. So that's happened, and in our music review. But then a listener, Shuffle, on Twitter, Shuffle the listener, tweeted us with his own review. Did he say, though, in that, A, the UN should meet to condemn that song? B, it made him, the listener Shuffle, want to bounce, bounce, bounce off a bridge? Or did he say C, the jingo in the Selco advert is better than that?
I really, really like to hope it was the jingle from the Selco advert.
Let's find where the trade go. Let's find out. Even the Selco jingle from the advert is better than that. Is the right answer, of course. Very good, Robbie. Final question, Robbie. yesterday, as we have had to for the past few days because of contractual obligations, I had to do a live read for the Sun newspaper's events. Now it's time for a live read. The Sun has got an event on, hip 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 hooray. The Sun has got an event on and you can buy tickets today.
Where did you get that from?
What?
This music and that little... That's not what it says on the paper.
No, but I thought I'd liven it up. Anyway, we did that. And then after the show, I was called into a meeting with our boss, Denny. About one part of that live read. But what was the reason for that meeting? Was it A, my choice of an inappropriate song? B, suggesting a number of other things you could spend a fiver on? Or C, use of the term Julia Nazi Führer?
C, use of the term Julia Nazi Führer.
Let's find out why I had to have a meeting. Julia Nazi Führer.
Boo!
It's the right answer! Is the right... Let's go over to Cornelius, who's been working out the scores.
Hi, John. Hi I'm there. Here at the scores desk.
Yes. And what are they? What's Robbie in... Where is he? Watford.
Watford.
He works with Jelly Halliwell's brother. Jelly Halliwell. Jelly. He's a very sort of wobbly version of Jerry Halliwell. I don't know. I had a pint.
Cut your lobster down, mate. Yeah.
What? At lunchtime. What? So, okay, it's Friday. Cut me a break. What? So, go on.
Oh dear.
What?
The scores.
Oh, the scores. Yeah. Well, my team at the scores desk have informed
yeah.
me
yeah.
that the final score yeah. is 3.
It's got 3! Yay! Over my shoulder. Hey, Robbie, you got 3 out of 3. Well done.
That's amazing.
Isn't
Thank you
it,
so much.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it? Proudest moment of your life, I expect.
Absolutely.
Make sure you, you make sure you tell him about this when he comes in next, all right?
I certainly will.
All right. There's Robbie. It's the end of the week quiz. Still to come on the programme, then. Work experience punditry after 2:30. Kieran's here with your films for the weekend. Of course, all the day's big stories will be analysed for you as well as we go along, mostly through the medium of Japanese poetry. There's the big debate at 3:00. A man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
The lift will be travelling downwards through the building. He won't be in there alone, though. He'll be in there with all of the texts and the tweets we've had over the past 5 days from the haters. He'll be reading them out loud from that lift as it travels downwards through the building. Yes, it's a feature we call Con Descending. And we've got live music for you. After 3:30, as we drag another busker in off the streets. Talk radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of halls across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Starts this Saturday. Conditions apply.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just £14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. £14.99 a month for 12 months and £16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/home phone.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See domino's.co.uk.
At SkyBet, we're paying eight places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing the top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, SkyBet are paying not five, six or seven, but eight places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off. For new and existing customers, SkyBet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now with new products like the Stanley Fatmax 18-volt brushless combi drill with two 2-amp hour lithium-ion batteries, more runtime and more power, all for only £79. Exclusively at TradePoint. Excludes VAT at 20%.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We begin in Kent. We've got one lane closed because of debris on the road on the M2 London Bound between junctions 4 and 3, but traffic is coping fine there. In Bedfordshire, there's slow traffic due to an earlier accident on the M1 northbound between junctions 11 and 12. Moving on to Worcestershire now, we've got severe delays and queuing traffic because of an early accident on the M5 northbound between junctions 8 and 7. And in Merseyside, there's one lane closed because of an earlier vehicle fire on the M57 southbound at junction 1.
We now go live to Buckingham Palace for an announcement from the King.
I speak to you today to dispel any rumours about my abdication. There are so many, many things I love about being your king. I mean, only yesterday I opened a really nice swimming pool in... where was it?
Hounslow.
Yeah, Hounslow. Hounslow, wonderful place. So yes, I'm here to stay. Unfortunately.
Born to rule, dying to quit. Henry IX starts Wednesday at 9. New and exclusive to Gold.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Here's the thing. I work too hard putting together the show for you. And I'm not totally sure you deserve all of the effort I put in. So... on tonight's show, I'm doing nothing. We're taking calls straight to air, and me and my team are going to put our feet up and let you run the show for a change.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation, Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I actually am. Yeah. I am him. Right, 22 minutes past time. And now, hey, earlier on, right, we mentioned Julie in the quiz there that Robbie took part in. And by the way, there's, this is from, just come in, from Gary Andrews on Twitter.
Gary.
Just says, no, he didn't write that, he just wrote Gary. Was that the first reference to Punky Brewster on any UK media outlet since 1992? I think, Gary, it probably was.
Get a lot of good references on this show, don't you?
Niche, I'll call
BJ
it.
BJ and the Bear, that sort of thing.
Well, the thing about BJ and the Bear, Dave...
No, yeah. We do not have time. We do not have time.
And I don't know whether you're aware of this.
They've been discussing this on our Facebook Talk Radio listeners website this week as
have
well.
Have they?
Yeah, the Talk Radio listeners page.
Yes.
Talking about BJ and the Bear. And they pointed out that the funny thing is...
Well, that's the important thing, because BJ and the Bear was
so
a bear.
So should we just throw this net section out, then,
it's
that we have?
It's a television programme,
yeah.
As you know, that was on Saturday evenings, I think, in like the sort of maybe the late 80s, something like that.
Yeah.
And BJ, in the title,
yeah.
Was a truck driver.
Yes.
And he drove this truck, but with him on all of his journeys was his best friend.
Best friend Bear.
Yeah, his best friend BJ McKay.
Yeah, it was a chimp.
Best friend
chimpanzee.
Bear.
Journey, best friend Bear. But what was
fun? It was a chimpanzee.
What was funny?
Stop
about,
talking. Yeah.
What was funny about it?
It was a chimpanzee.
It was really good. Because he was called Bear.
Why are you just ignoring me?
Right?
Bear.
The listeners can hear me as well.
It was called Bear. Well, this is so good.
Yeah.
He wasn't a bear.
What?
He was a chimpanzee. Called Bear.
Called Bear.
He wasn't a bear. He wasn't a bear. Listen to what's going on in my ears while I'm doing this. That's cats talking down my ears.
Wasn't
a bear.
Who thought that up? That's brilliant.
He wasn't a bear.
He wrote that.
He was called Bear.
But he's a chimpanzee.
But he was a chimpanzee. See, when people went up to him and said, oh, BJ McKay, you're driving the truck. And he goes, yeah, I'm driving a truck driver. And they said, your best friend Bear. And he opened
You've just said this.
And he opened the truck door.
You've just said
and
this.
And as he did that, people would assume, wouldn't they?
There'd be a bear.
There'd be a bear in the cab.
How do you work in broadcasting?
But it was a bear. It wasn't a bear.
What a bear.
It was a chimpanzee. So good.
Lol, as the kids say.
Was it BJ McKay? His name was.
Yeah. I'll give you.
Will you?
McKay. McKay.
I mean, now
I'll
you've
give
gone,
you a
now
bear.
You've gone too far.
Who'd have thought Con would be the one to come out of that bit the worst? You had the high ground until the end.
Hey, John.
And now your knees are dirty. What?
Did you meet Carol Malone earlier?
Yes, I did. Yeah, well, that's
very
what I was
slick
talking,
of you, Con.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, you know Carol Malone?
Yeah.
Right,
well,
so...
Yeah.
Well, Carol Malone... I don't know. No. But anyway, she was in for sitting in for Julian Arcifura.
Yes.
Right? Because Julian Arcifura was on
well, meeting was, yesterday, remember?
Yeah.
That was JNF.
Yeah, she's on yeah, new variant JHB.
Where was she?
Right. She's gone on holiday and in her place came James Max, right? And today no James Max. Sitting in for Julia Hartleybrook. Today, Carol Malone, who is a newspaper columnist. I'd never met her before in my life. Never seen her, never met her, don't know her, right? So, for our own amusement...
we do this radio show every day.
Yeah, no one else is listening. Right, but what we decided to do is... Because I have to go in, again, it's the thing you have to do. You have to go in and do a handover, right, with the other presenters. So as your show is coming up, you have to go in with the old one whose show is finishing, do a handover. Sam Delaney comes in here every day to do it about 5 to 4. I do it with Julia. And today, Carol Malone. Now, she doesn't know me, never heard me speak, she doesn't know anything. So we decided I should do the handover in not my voice particularly. Just for no reason, but I don't know why we did it. I just decided to do anyway, in case you missed it, I just don't know why. In case you missed it, here's me explaining what's going on in the show to Carol Malone.
John Holmes is here. Your show's coming up. What are you going
on? All right,
John?
Carol, how are you?
I'm all right, you?
Jolly good, yeah, thanks. Yeah, there's going to be stuff coming up on the programme, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about, well, big news today, of course. Everyone's very bored of Brexit.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about crayons. Because I don't know whether you know, Crayola are ditching the yellow crayon
from
their box.
And what's that got to do with Brexit? Oh, it's because of EU rules. Is this what you're saying?
Not in any way at all.
Not
no,
in any
we're
way
just
at all.
Ignoring Brexit because I'm sick of it.
Oh, I see. Right,
so
okay.
We're just going to be talking instead about yellow crayons.
Okay.
Mostly. There's going to be live music on the programme because we've got a busker coming in to do that.
Right.
In the last half an hour. And there's a thing
do
we
that.
Do on Friday where one of our producers, Con, goes into the lift. And what he does is he reads out all the haters, tweets and texts that we get. Right.
God.
And rather than ignore them...
That would
them,
take a while,
it does take
yeah,
ages,
I
if
bet.
I'm honest,
yeah.
And what we do is he does it from the lift as it travels downwards through the building.
Yeah.
And it's because his name's Con, it's a feature we call Condescending.
That's very good.
It's do like wordplay.
Do you get a lot of trolling?
God, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're positive. I imagine you do. Yeah, I've read your stuff.
Yeah.
I got called a dopey fascist by a troller the other day.
So, you know, she didn't obviously... And then what I did, after the microphones went off, I just started talking in my normal voice.
Did you?
She just didn't reference it. Which
well,
I kinda
she was
liked.
Doing that silly accent as well.
Yeah.
She managed to keep that up for 3 hours.
Yeah.
The best thing was, because she had that Friday panel thing they do.
Yeah.
And they both have been on that before, the people on the panel.
That's right.
So they've all heard you speak.
They know my voice.
And as you did it, she was just... Like, Carol was just sort of... Not along.
Yeah.
They were looking through the glass going,
what's he doing?
What's happening?
Why is he talking like this? Why does he keep slipping in and out of an accent he can't really do properly?
So, mate, anyway. Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
So next time we've got a guest presenter, Scottish. Why don't we do it in Scottish?
Scottish?
Yeah.
All right.
You do that?
I mean, it's Scottish.
Scottish, yeah.
But fine.
That's all we can hope for at this stage.
All right. In the next bit of the programme, you know what there's going to be, don't you? I'm going to tell you, it's work experience punditry. Because Kieran is here. He is one of the work experiences. What we've done is we've dragged him away from all of the work that the work experiences do. And I'm still, to this day, not entirely sure what it is that they do, but they're in the office and they look bored, all right? Because, you know, it's like that. So what we do is we drag them in here and we put them in front of the microphones and give them real-world work experience. And that is broadcasting. Now... We tell them it's to give them a leg up into the industry, of course, that this will be their calling card for a future career in the media. That's a lie. It really exists simply as a feature because we don't want to pay them. That's it. And it fills half an hour. So Kieran's here and he's been to see some films. He's going to be reviewing films for the weekend. Also coming up on the programme today, of course, you've just heard about it there. Con will be in a lift very shortly. Hi, Con. Yeah. And it is a feature we call Condescending, because you've still got time, by the way, if you hate me personally or this show, you have got time to send your hate to us, and it could be read out live from the lift. Here's the number, 87 treble.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
And we've got some live music on the programme as well in the last half an hour. Mad Tyke in York, by the way, has just texted to say, John, I don't understand. Can you explain exactly how a bear can be a chimpanzee? I don't understand exactly how that's possible.
Has someone actually texted that?
Yeah, look.
There. We were about to be bang on time for the news.
Right, and then this comes in. Marcus Clayton has just said, hi, John, just to confirm, sorry, is this bear some kind of camel? No, you're missing the point, Marcus. And this for you is, well, what it is, right, there is a...
It's a chimpanzee.
There's a
chimpanzee.
There's a truck driver called BJ McKay, yeah, right? And he's got a friend.
A best friend,
yeah. Dave, right? And it's called Bear.
It's BJ McKay and his best friend Bear.
There's a song.
That's the theme tune.
BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. But it's not a bear.
No.
It's a chimpanzee.
What?
It's called Bear. And from there, the humour arises.
Why do you say this so often?
There's a precedent for it as well.
Is there?
Yeah, because, you know, do you remember Tarzan, the Lord of the Jungle?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, he had an animal pet, didn't he, called Cheetah.
Hang on, Cheetah.
Do you remember that? Do you remember Tarzan? Yeah, Tarzan and Cheetah. Cheetah wasn't a cheetah. He was a chimpanzee. But it wasn't called chimpanzee. It was called Cheetah, which is a different animal to a chimpanzee. Similarly.
But the same animal.
BJ McKay.
As bear.
The bear.
So they're both chimpanzees.
Yes, but they're not called that.
But they're both called different animals.
But different animal names.
That is brilliant.
It's great, isn't it?
Thrilled with that.
Idiots.
I hope that's clear. Anyway, in the next half an hour, Kieran's here with a film review. It's 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio. Nicola Sturgeon has formally requested a second Scottish independence referendum. Theresa May has received a letter from the First Minister demanding another vote, saying the people of Scotland must have the right to choose their own future. The European Council President says sufficient progress on the UK's withdrawal from the EU must be made before any new trade deal. Donald Tusk has been revealed draft guidelines on their negotiation stance. He says the other 27 member states will put people first to minimise uncertainty caused by Brexit.
Citizens from all over the EU live, work and study in the UK. We need to settle their status and situation after the withdrawal with reciprocal, enforceable and non-discriminatory guarantees.
Patients will face longer waiting times for non-emergency operations under plans announced by the boss of NHS England. Simon Stevens says areas such as emergency care, mental health and cancer will be prioritised instead. The driver of a bin lorry which crashed in Glasgow, killing six people, has avoided jail after admitting culpable and reckless driving on a separate occasion. Harry Clark was given a 3-year driving ban and will have to wear a tag. FIFA says it's finished its near 2-year investigation into allegations of bribery and corruption in world football. The governing body can't release any findings because of ongoing criminal proceedings and has instead passed information to Swiss and American authorities. And Crayola is getting rid of its dandelion colour from all of its crayon boxes. It's the first time a shade has been removed from the carton of 24. The only three other colours which have been retired generally are maize, raw umber and orange/yellow. The weather...
Told you that was big news.
Yep.
That's what everyone's talking about today.
Primarily you. And bear.
It's a chimpanzee, Victoria.
Why are you talking about this for days on end, though?
It's because no one understands.
Maybe no one cares.
They do. They're texting in now.
Is that one person?
Three people.
It's not the same person three times.
Yes, but that's it's not. But that's not the point. I need to clarify the detail. Anyway,
when was this program out?
It's sort of late 80s, early 90s, I think. BJ McKay and his best friend.
Okay.
You never seen it?
Never heard of it until John mentioned it the other day. But I was born in the late 80s. That probably explains it.
The late 80s.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's about a truck driver. Yeah.
I don't need to know this. Okay. The weather wet across the north of England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Brighter and warmer elsewhere with a few showers, highs of 16 degrees.
How did you manage to do that? To shut them up?
By the way, the other colours that are available in the Crayola. So your Crayola story is what? The dandelion's gone?
Yeah.
Read it again.
Crayola is getting rid of its dandelion colour from all of its crayon boxes.
Yep.
It's the first time a shade has been removed from the carton of 24. The only three other colours to have been retired generally are maize, raw umber and orange slash yellow.
And the breaking news is there, Trump orange is coming in, they're modernising. Camberwick green, simply red, terrorism yellow, because they're cowards, aren't they? And diversity black and brown. And that is a crayon that's got all of the colours in one crayon, because that's a good thing. It's all integrated together, harmoniously. Anyway, Crayola news. In an hour from now, vegetable news.
Yeah.
Victoria's going to be here with vegetable news.
It's a story close to my heart.
Would you like to tease us with any vegetables?
Potatoes.
Thank you. In the next bit of the programme... Smutty minds, honestly. Kieran is here with a film review. It's Talk Radio, Friday afternoon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right then, 25 to a time. Now, Kieran's here. Hello, Kieran.
Good afternoon. Yeah, well done. Afternoon.
Good start. Strong start.
Yeah, very good. Start as we mean to continue,
now,
right?
Now, we're going to do films, of course.
Yes.
Let me put some music on to welcome you into the room.
Great.
Films for the weekend. That's the point of Work Experience Punditry today. Each day, a different work experience comes in here and reviews a thing. Film, TV, music, geeky, gadgety stuff, hipster nonsense. It's Friday, though. It is your Films for the Weekend. Kieran's been to see some on your behalf.
I have.
What are we starting with, Kieran?
We are starting out with the film Get Out.
Ah.
It's had a lot of press, a lot of think pieces, a lot of commentary and everything, but I'm here with my take.
Now, I haven't seen this yet,
yeah,
and I really want to,
yeah,
because it's supposed to be very, very good, right? Is there going to be any spoilering in your reviews?
There's not going to be spoilers.
Because I don't want to know anything about it.
I mean, I feel you have to reveal a bit when you're reviewing a film, but I'm not going to reveal too much. It's like.
All right.
Yeah. It's like foreplay.
Right.
Can I say that?
You just did.
I did. It's going to be like that.
Must be weird relationship you have. But okay.
Yeah, it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel really sexy. Let's discuss the film.
So, Get Out tells the story of a African-American guy played by a Brit called Daniel Kaluuya, I think. I'm going to go for the drinky way of saying it.
Okay.
Who goes home with his woke girlfriend.
His
woke girlfriend. It's when a white person has awoken to all the liberal kind of understandings of what racism is and what sexism is, and is tries to make themselves a better person.
That's a thing, is it?
Yes, and that also helps if you have a
snowflake.
Yeah, it's basically a snowflake.
Okay, fine.
It's a snowflake who
a woke flake.
A woke flake. Oh, it works.
Okay,
it perfectly works.
Oh.
And so they go home to his girlfriend's lovely country house for the weekend, where on the surface everything seems perfect. But it's not.
Here's a clip.
Sir, can I see your license, please?
Wait, why?
Yeah, I have state ID.
No. He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Yeah, why? That doesn't make any sense.
Here.
You don't have to give him your ID because you haven't done anything wrong.
Maybe, baby, it's okay. Come on. Anytime there is an incident, we have every right to ask.
Cool.
Ma'am,
Everything all right, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm good. Get that headlight fixed. And that mirror.
Thank you, officer.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing to say about this film is I think it's the first film that I've seen to really consider what racism is like in post-racial America. It doesn't deal with that kind of southern overt Blazing Saddles racism or Julia Hartley Brewer racism.
Okay, different right, yeah.
Yeah, it's that you could sometimes consider. It's better if you get your jokes out properly the first time round after you plan them in the shower.
She'll sue you.
Yeah. it deals a lot more with that kind of subtle liberal racism that you can sometimes see where people kind of go out of their way to show that they're okay with you being black. So they'll talk about how much they love Tiger Woods or how much being black is so really cool. And it's a really, really excellent satire of that post-Obama kind of racial tolerance, which we're supposed to accept,
yeah,
has happened, but actually kind of happened because racism is no longer overt. It kind of burrows itself deeper into the psyche. The film is written and directed by Jordan Peele, whose background is in comedy, and he did a sitcom, well, not a sitcom, a sketch show on Comedy Central called Key and Peele. And he famously, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he played Barack Obama's kind of id of what he was actually really thinking when he was giving these speeches. And this is kind of what this film is. It takes that idea and puts it over an hour and a half, where actually I imagine a lot of African Americans and a lot of people from BAME communities will go into this film and actually see a lot of what they've had to suppress and a lot of what they think, you know, up there on screen. I went to see it with my mother, who's Asian, and even we came out and she was like, yeah, no, there's a lot of there that even I could connect
to. That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, did she make a conscious decision to go with your mum for that reason, or was
no,
that...
no, no, she just wanted to. She'd seen it. She wanted to go see it, and we live in a very white part of Yorkshire. So,
hang on, your mum's Asian.
Yeah, she
oh,
is.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's yeah, cool. That's really great. That's actually, really
it's really nice.
Is this what you were talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really great. And cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
really.
Yeah,
cool.
I really identify with that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, it's cool.
It's really easy to identify in my town. They're very happy in my town when we moved in. We got told that it was nice to bring a bit of colour to the street.
Did that actually? Yeah. Actually get said to you in a Yorkshire.
Honestly, wow. Lovely to bring a bit of colour to the street. What? Good. What you want?
Is it like the film Get Out where you
live? It's a bit like that. Just lots of sheep. You replace like country houses with sheep and farms and everything. It's very similar. So there really is a lot to love about this film. The acting is great. Daniel Kaluuya, as I'm calling him, is a Brit who plays the main guy in the film. And it's his first, I think, big film.
Yeah.
And you can really see a lot. He says does so little with his face, but he conveys so much with it. And fans of The West Wing will really get a kick out of seeing Bradley Whitford play kind of an extreme version of Josh. It's this liberal, so desperate to show that he's not racist,
yeah,
but kind of become racist and actually revealed to be a racist. So this is real nice for West Wing fans, which I am. I don't know about you guys.
They're all the right people.
And Bradley Whitford is a great actor, one of the most underrated actors, I think, of our time.
I mean, you're absolutely right. It's been very, very, very well reviewed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's interesting hearing your take on it because you took your mum, and I think that's a really interesting angle. But there was some controversy in America. Was it Samuel L. Jackson or somebody said that they didn't know why a British African American actor was in the film when they should have cast an American. So it was a film about the race issues, but then the race card started to get played about the fact they'd chosen a British black actor, not an American black actor.
But to be honest with you, when you go and see the film, if you had no idea about that debate, and I think most people would go to the film not knowing who this main guy is, it would not have changed your opinion of the film or anything. Yeah. I don't think it gained anything or lost anything from having. But if we go into the structure of the film, the first act and the second act are really great. He does a really good job of building the suspense, but also making it very funny at the same time, which I think is a really hard thing to do in horror, to really balance those two and not kind of and keep the suspense but also keep it funny, because you can so easily go into, you know, Mel Brooks' A Young Frankenstein territory, which just goes straight into the comedy kind of stuff. But I think what lets this film down, obviously I'm not going to reveal what happens.
Don't you dare say anything more.
The third act kind of lets it down a bit.
He's got all these great ideas, but they don't pop, they fizzle in the end.
Fizzle. But I do think it's because it's his first film directing.
Yeah.
I think he'll improve with time. But I think the main question that you want to know when you're seeing a horror film, is it scary? And it's kind of scary. It's there's a few jumps, there's a little bit of gore, but I think if you're like me and you actually enjoy good horror, not bad horror, good, and there's a lot of bad horror, but if you enjoy very good horror, you're going to go in there, and I was expecting a lot more frights, a lot more jumps, a lot more, you know, it's the old cliche of watching the screen through your hands. And that didn't really happen.
It's subtler than that.
It's a lot subtler than that. Yeah. And I think what you lose in the horror, you actually gain the subtlety of the satire on American and kind of race in general. So, great film, an hour and a half, which is great. Because so many films, I should be an editor on all films because they are all 20 to 30 minutes too long. Give them to me, I'll cut them down to what you need it to be.
Right, perfect length.
Perfect length. All just right. Like this review. Go see it.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Kieran. What are we going to be talking about after the break?
We're going to talk about Carnage, Simon Amstel's new mockumentary on iPlayer, and we're going to talk about what to see on the telly this week.
Thank you very much. Kieran with us, work experience, punditry. We'll be back after these messages. Talk Radio, Friday afternoon. I'm John Hunt.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Sit. Okay, go! This weekend, fetch a copy of The Times Guide to the Best Weekends with Your Dog. Whether you just want to explore the woods or take a stylish mini break, we've found the perfect places for you and your pooch. Good boy! Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Hungry citizens of Britain! With Just Eat, the food you really want is just a tap away. The cheeseburger of your dreams. The freshly fried chicken you crave. The crispy fish and chips of which fantasies are made. So tap the Just Eat app. It's the weekend and satisfaction awaits. Your favourite local restaurants are standing by. Download the Just Eat app or go online to order now.
Did you know that government road tax charges are changing after the 31st of March? So, here are your options. You could A, visit your nearest Ford dealer after the 31st of March and get a great deal on a new Ford. Or B, visit your nearest Ford dealer before the 31st of March, get a great deal and beat the road tax increase. There you go. A or B. No brainer. Visit your nearest Ford dealer and register a new car before the 31st of March and beat the road tax increase. Ford. Go further. For more information on the road tax charges, visit ford.co.uk.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If your car isn't drivable after an accident, Direct Line will get you a taxi. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
At first, I was worried I wouldn't belong in the army. I thought you had to be really athletic, and I didn't even like running for the bus before I joined. On our first run, I was struggling at the back, and one of the instructors slowed down. And instead of just shouting at me like I thought he would, he just ran with me. Thanks to him, I'm a physical training instructor now. I'll literally never forget how much he helped me that day.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Kent, road debris causing a few issues. The M2 London Bound between junctions 4 and 3 and the M20 London Bound between junctions 11 and 10 at the moment. In Bedfordshire, we're seeing slow traffic due to an early accident on the M1, that's northbound between junctions 11 and 12. All lanes have now been reopened, and in Merseyside there's one lane closed. That's because of a vehicle fire on the M57 southbound at junction 1, but traffic is coping well.
We now go live to Buckingham Palace for an announcement from the King.
I speak to you today to dispel any rumours about my abdication. There are so many, many things I love about being your king. I mean, only yesterday I opened a really nice swimming pool in... where was it?
Hounslow.
Yeah, Hounslow. Wonderful place. So yes, I'm here to stay, unfortunately.
Born to rule, dying to quit. Henry IX starts Wednesday at 9. New and exclusive to Gold.
Jerry,
you've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now, before we talk more film review stuff with Kieran, of course, looking at the news for you this afternoon. There was, of course, the press conference this morning at the EU end. They say they are going to lay out their strategy for negotiating Brexit, of course. Google tax payments are in the news as well this afternoon. Theresa May, Nicola Sturgeon calling for the Scottish referendum. Well, then again, that never really goes away. She continues that on a sort of rolling basis. The news, though, it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. It's all right, Cornelius, don't you worry, because you don't have to. And the reason for that is because we take the news on this programme and we analyse it using short-form Oriental verse, of course. It's five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
Science shows that cats love humans more than food. We're better than canned fish.
The news in haiku. So Kieran's with us, he's work experiencing, and he's been reviewing films for us. It's what we do on a Friday. Your films for the weekend, we've already been talking about Get Out, of course, and that got a thumbs up, didn't
thumbs
it?
Thumbs up, yeah. Thumbs up. We'll do a Roger Ebert kind of thing, we'll give thumbs up.
What are you putting your thumb up next?
Well, I'm putting my thumb up the Adjustment Bureau.
Are you? We've all done it.
Yes, this weekend on ITV, the Adjustment Bureau.
Why does that ring a bell?
Well, it's a good film.
Yes, but who's in it? I can't remember.
So it's in Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, and the old guy from Mad Men. Not the really old guy, the one that's like friends with Don Draper.
Right.
Whose name I can't remember.
Never seen Mad Men.
You never seen Mad Men?
Never seen Mad Men.
What, are you doing with your evenings?
No.
Have you seen Mad Men?
Not seen Mad Men.
No.
Oh, well, good. good. There we go.
Good banter, Cornelius.
So, the Adjustment Bureau, it's set in a dystopian world where Matt Damon falls in love with the love of his life, which is Emily Blunt, but then bad things happen.
Okay, have we got a clip?
Yes.
Here it comes, it's the Adjustment Bureau.
What is it with you and the Argyle?
What is the deal with you and the boring shades of blue?
My clothes match.
Did your team pick that out for you?
Or? No team. Team is gone.
Wow.
Did it all by myself. Oh, sorry. I don't know what just happened. Here, I'll pay for the dry cleaning.
No, it's really fine. Please don't. Wow.
$7 will probably cover it.
You keep that. You might need it.
You know what? Here. You write your number down and then I can call you and come pick up your skirt.
Oh, my goodness me. That is very smooth. Why don't you let me spill some on you and then we'll be even?
That's a terrible idea.
I think it's a great idea. Just one bit, because that's not fair.
You actually are crazy. No, now it all makes sense. Okay, hang on. Oh, jeez.
He's not here. I know. I'm sorry.
Who was that?
I don't know. Who cares?
It'll be on the eye. Can you just...
No.
Okay, now we're in the third grade. This is great.
All right, so, I mean, that didn't tell us a lot, did it?
Didn't tell us a lot, and if you listen to that, you probably don't want to see the film, but it's actually a very good film, and it's a film that I actually found quite a few years ago now, literally just flicking through about 11 o'clock on Sky, and really fell in love with it. It tells the story of Matt Damon. He's running for Congress, and he meets this girl, Emily Blunt, and they kind of flirt and everything, and he kind of falls in love with her, but suddenly she disappears from his life. And he goes on this really big expedition to find her, only to find out that his life and everyone's life is controlled by this weird organization called the Adjustment Bureau, which has kind of like this godlike presence in everyone's life, but is a very secret organization. And the thing about this film is, you didn't really get it in that clip, but it's a really interesting kind of dystopian film set in the present day. But basically the core of it is that the Adjustment Bureau have a book with everyone's life track in it. And actually, it's a really interesting metaphor for technology in the 21st century and the way that our lives are being tracked by corporations, by big businesses and everything, and how our life choices are being influenced by others. But also, on top of this very, very serious message, it's important that a film that you watch on a Saturday night is very fun, because let's be honest, none of us wants to watch a boring documentary on a Saturday night about, I don't know, prison. You want
to, very specific, but okay,
I don't know. But you want to have fun when you're in on the Saturday night, and this one really fits the bill. There's romance. There's got a great soundtrack to it, and you really have the skyline of New York as the setting as well. And I'm an American studies student, which, if anyone's listened to my film reviews, I think they probably realise, because I'm always on about American psyche and culture and everything. But this one really, you just get New York as the background.
Is it a Philip K. Dick?
It is. It is based on a book that I couldn't remember.
I think I've read the book.
Have you?
I think I've read the book, because I've read a lot of Philip K. Dick. I think he's a brilliant writer. And obviously, a lot of his films, books turned into film, Blade Runner, Total Recall, this kind of thing. Minority Report, I think, is one of his as well, isn't it? So it was ringing a bell when you were saying all this stuff. But I haven't seen the film.
It's interesting you mentioned Minority Report, because I did see it was by that author when I was researching it, Wikipedia. And I was going to say that this is more like a modern version of Minority Report, because I always think Minority Report was the film that predicted the future. And as a Tom Cruise hater, it's the only film that I'll really watch regularly with Tom Cruise in.
Yes.
But this is really like the 21st century version of Minority Report, in the way that it came at a time where all these technological influences were just coming to the fore. And you watch it now in 2017, and it feels just as relevant as it did then back in, I think, 2012-11 when it was released. So it's a really, really great watch. Okay, it's one of those things you can watch with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, maybe not your kids. Maybe send your kids to bed, because they won't get it.
Good advice. Your Asian mother?
Mum loves it.
Does she?
Mum loves it. Dad, not so much. Rhianne, my sister, she's got no idea what's going on.
Fine. When's it on?
It's on ITV about 11 o'clock at night.
All right. On Saturday.
So watch Ant and Dec. Go out, have a drink, come back.
Watch that. All right. Yeah, final film.
iPlayer, the new film by Simon Amstel, who took a break for a few years for, I believe, personal reasons, from what I remember. He has come out with a film about veganism called Carnage Swallowing the Past.
Dr. Yasmin Vandenbergen is one of the most celebrated psychotherapists in the world. But now she's putting her reputation on the line by discussing the one thing we'd all rather forget. In her taboo-busting and deeply personal book, The Guilt of Eating Your Brother, Vandenbergen suggests that former carnists like her are under threat from a new psychological sickness.
It's still difficult to say it out loud. I ate animals. I ate fish. I drank the milk from cows. From cows.
The people here are regulars at one of Vandenbergen's weekly support groups. This is one of the few places where someone like retired wilderness planner David, whose name and former occupation have been made up, can discuss the shame of carnism.
I'm going to throw the bean bag, and when you catch it, say the name of a cheese you used to eat.
It's not easy for anyone to name a cheese, and it has taken months for the group to reach this point.
Camembert.
And that's a clip from Carnage by Simon Anselm. It's very Brass Eye, isn't it?
It is, it is. It really is actually very Brass Eye in this tape because, you know, I don't know why I'm talking about my family so much this week. It's because I think it's because I've been home. My dad walked in halfway through whilst my mum and I, we've been spending a lot of time with my, I have no friends, basically. Okay. And he couldn't. He was watching it and he couldn't work it out at first. I said, no, it's a, he was like, he genuinely thought it was a documentary. But the first thing to say about this film is that Simon Amstel tweeted, I'm really sorry I've made a film about veganism, but it is actually the first film I've ever seen about veganism which gets the whole veganism cause perfectly right. It completely takes the can I say that word? Can I finish that sentence? Take the
No.
It takes the out of veganism, but also does this really great thing of kind of directing the shame at meat eaters, but in a way that no one kind of feels like they're being actually attacked or hurt or any way. And it is a really, really, really clever film that merges true real footage and archive footage and fake footage so seamlessly that you just don't know what is real and what is fake. I think the whoever edited that film, I mean, you saw the film, didn't you,
Colin? Yeah, it's really good.
Whoever edited the film deserves an award. It was one of the most interesting, unique and singular kind of, I've never seen anything like it, and I think that's something that you really is a
just, I mean, I haven't, from that clip, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, I will watch it, but I just thought, well, that's just Brass Eye. So when you say it hasn't been done before, I was thinking, well, I've kind of heard all this.
I am a bit younger than Brass Eye. I remember I've seen the Peter Sutcliffe the musical episode, but that's and
but if you go back and watch all of that and it'd be interesting to get your take when we see it and whether or not you think it's because it felt a bit derivative from that clip because that's exactly the tone and style of what Brass Eye would do about different subjects.
I didn't make the Brass Eye link, but now that you say it,
but having not seen Carnage,
I did make that link exactly. And this is quite Brass Eye, but then I think the style in which it's done is very different. So a lot of the writing and delivery is the same, but the style, I mean, it's completely different. And also, it does move on a lot from what we've just heard. What I found quite good about it was the fact that it's 65 minutes long, just talking about veganism. No point does it get boring. You think that this is, I'm gonna tire of this.
I mean, I get bored halfway through the word veganism.
Completely.
I mean, I shut off at about the A,
but do you know what, it was the first time, I didn't know about you, I'm a meat eater and I passionate, so, but it was the first time that I'd really actually, it was the first time that I'd actually thought, there's one bit where they show a piece of bacon with the skin on and there's the pig's nipple still there, it repulsed me. But do go see it, it's great, stream it on iPlayer.
What sort of person are you, being repulsed by a pig's nipple?
Oh, I know.
I know.
I'm the Mary Whitehouse of the 21st century.
Kieran, thank you very much for coming in.
That's alright.
Film reviews there with Kieran, work experience punditry. After the news at 3, we're running slightly late, sorry about that, but anyway, news at 3, the big debate is on the way. We bring you live music in the last part of the programme because we've dragged another busker in off the street for Live Music Friday. She'll be performing. She's called Martha today. And, of course, if you hate the programme and you have tweeted us about it, telling us such, then there's every chance that your hate could be read out live from the lift by Con as the lift travels down through the building, condescending on the way. News is next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Relax and embark on a journey from BT to Post Office Home Phone. Free yourself from BT's prices and picture paying just $14.99 a month. Experience calm and keep your number. Breathe in affordable line rental. Breathe out your old provider. Search Post Office Home Phone or visit your local branch for better value line rental. Post Office Home Phone. Sorted. Offer ends 3rd of the 4th, 2017. $14.99 a month for 12 months and $16.99 a month thereafter. No minimum term contract. Full terms at postoffice.co.uk/homephone.
At Jet2 Holidays, there's a lot to look forward to. We can take you to 58 amazing destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands. Maybe that's why 6 million people have already trusted us with their holidays. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com.
Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europcar deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europcar, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europcar, moving your way. Find out more at europcar.co.uk.
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F, face. Has it fallen on one side? A, arms. Can they raise them? S, speech. Is it slurred? T, time to dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, four more requests for a second indie ref. Talks on trade before Brexit. And Peaches Geldof, widower, not surprised she died.
Talk Radio.
Scotland's First Minister has formally requested a second vote on whether it should break away from the UK. Nicola Sturgeon has written a letter to the Prime Minister demanding an independence referendum. Nearly two-thirds of people in Scotland voted against leaving the EU. So the SNP leader says it's right they're given another vote once a Brexit deal is reached, and she says she'll accept the outcome.
I respect the views of those who would not choose independence, but the simple principle is this: in very changed circumstances that will have significant implications for the kind of country we will become, our future should be decided by us, not for us.
The UK has been told it can hold trade talks before Brexit, but only if there's sufficient progress on divorce negotiations. All other member states have had a letter setting out their stance for discussions over the next 2 years. The Prime Minister has previously said she's prepared to walk away with no deal. That position hasn't impressed former Foreign Office boss Sir Simon Fraser.
I think the idea that no deal is better than any, almost any sort of deal, is a mistake. No deal would be a very bad deal.
Patients will face longer waiting times for non-emergency operations under plans announced by the Chief Executive of NHS England. Simon Stevens says areas like mental health, cancer and GP services will be prioritised instead. The driver of a bin lorry which crashed in Glasgow, killing six people, has avoided jail after admitting culpable and reckless driving on a separate occasion. Harry Clark was given a three-year driving ban and will have to wear a tag. And the widower of Peaches Geldof says he wasn't surprised when he found her body after a heroin overdose. Thomas Cohen, who's the father of her two sons, has described her death as incredibly traumatising. The daughter of Bob Geldof died at the age of 25 in 2014.
Thank you, Victoria, for the news.
All right, John.
Bonus news with us in 25 minutes, of course. Today, Victor has to make the time up because the news is shorter than it used to be. Vegetable news.
Correct.
Would you like to tease me with a vegetable?
Potato.
Thank you. That's what you're going to get in about 25 minutes. And there's the big debate on the way, of course. But first, Ben has the pre-recorded.
No, I've got the weather.
Oh. Radio National Weather.
Is it worth it?
No, but I have to do it.
All right.
I don't know why you always forget.
I just do.
Do you just wish I didn't do it?
No, I like it.
Well, I don't think you do. Anyway, wet across the north of England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Brighter and warmer elsewhere, with a few showers, highs of 16
degrees.
What's
he going to do at the weekend?
Haven't looked into that yet. I'll tell you at 3:30.
Thanks very much. Right, and now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which is live today from Iggy Azalea's Mo Bounce.
Mo Bounce. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says he's not surprised Eden Hazard has been linked with a move to Real Madrid. He's playing so well. There's been speculation this week that Spanish league leaders are lining up a £100 million bid for the forward in the summer. TalkSport understands Hazard will sign a new deal and stay at Stamford Bridge. Conte certainly hopes so.
The only thing that I can say, Eden is just a player. We are happy with him.
Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe has won the Premier League Manager of the Month award for March. Cherry South Coast derby with Southampton Sports Live commentary game tomorrow evening. Finally, Celtic can win the Scottish Premiership this evening if another result goes their way. Dundee beat second place Aberdeen at Dens Park, and Brendan Rodgers' side will be champions. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Yeah, from Iggy Azalea's Mo Bounce, the censored radio version, I'm pleased to say. Wasn't sure for a moment, but then we checked. Fine, right, so coming up then on Talk Radio, well, that's the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the big debate now. So the EU have set out what they are calling a phased negotiating strategy, suggesting trade deal talks could begin before separation talks are over. And that might just be the dullest sentence anyone has ever said. But we can bring you breaking news this afternoon. It has just been announced, and this is breaking news, that Brexit is an elaborate April Fool's joke. Now, Theresa May has told the Commons that it was no coincidence that she triggered Article 50 this week, as tomorrow, of course, is April the 1st, April Fool's Day, and it's all been an elaborate trick. She told MPs that she had considered several other April Fool joke options, such as putting cling film over the EU Council President Donald Tusk and slipping a whoopee cushion under France. But instead, she went for the amusing idea of telling everyone that Britain was leaving the EU. April Fool's, she said. I know. To the Commons. On the line, listening to me say these words, having called Talk Radio 03444999991000, is Poldark. Good afternoon, Poldark.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, Paul Dark.
Good afternoon.
From the Wiltshire Darks. My name's Paul.
Oh, it's Paul Dark. Sorry. Right.
Yes, sometimes people confuse me with the popular BBC DVD series.
Yes.
But it's Paul Dark.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, John.
Now, you've called in because you heard me say some words there, and some of those words, you have rightly pointed out, contained the letters I, L, N, A, S, and D. You've put them together in a different order to that to spell the word island, and you, as I understand it, are calling for an end to islands.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Tell us why.
I'm sad to say that islands are work-shy sponges who leech off the mainland.
Right.
They lay around in the sun all morning until it's time to get up. And then they go around begging proper countries for money just so they can all be themselves and go, you know, oh, look, I'm an island and I'm cool and I do crazy things like explode or make unpronounceable cheese.
Right. It's a strong argument, certainly. Stay on the line for me, Paul Dark. Paul Dark. Paul Dark.
Paul Dark, yes.
Good afternoon, by the way.
Rather like the BBC popular
the
DVD
series. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
All right, Mike's on the other line. Hi, Mike.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Thanks for...
happy to be here.
Yeah, you sound it. Thanks for calling in. You've heard what Paul Dark,
Wiltshire Darks.
Yes, said there about islands. Yeah. They leech off the mainland. What do you make of this, Mike?
It's just nonsense. We know that islands are the most effective way of stopping people who want a better life from getting into your country.
Yeah.
You know, a wall is useless compared to water.
Right.
So, you know, what does he want? A load of immigrants coming over here.
Trying
to do
to
better.
Immigrants. Do you want immigrants, Paul Dark?
Well, we wouldn't have immigrants without islands. We'd just be one big land, and everyone would just be a grant living on the land. I mean, the problem with islands, they're all, you know, they're full of themselves. Like, I mean, look at Trinidad and Tobago, for example. I mean, it can't decide which one is it, Trinidad or Tobago. It'd rather have both. I mean, you wouldn't get, you know, something like, oh, I'm going to call myself Germany and Colin. That's not going to happen on the mainland.
No. No, it's not.
I think he's talking nonsense. I went to the Caribbean recently on a cruise. They're Caribbean islands, Aruba, etc. And the cabana boys there are very cheap and lovely bananas.
Right. What I wanted to ask you about was
island life.
Yeah, was the concept of, because it's already well saying you don't want islands, Paul. Dark.
Paul Dark.
Yes. From the BBC, popular DVD series
on the BBC, as I'm led to understand.
Yes. What your suggestion of getting rid of islands means we're going to have to join them all to the mainland accordingly. How are we going to do that? I mean, is your plan to
Let him finish.
Thank you. Let me finish. Now, are you...
Sorry, I got all excited there, John.
Yes.
I thought you were going to ask me to solution.
No.
And I was just on the point of solutioning.
Yes, you have to solution. Wait one moment.
Okay, I'll hold back.
Okay. So, good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
The idea is... Yes, after the popular
BBC DVD series.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to have to drag... So take Britain, right? We've just left the EU. Now, if we're an island, if you want to join the main... If Britain wants to join Europe physically, you're going to have to drag Britain down towards France, and that's going to take a lot of ships, OK? How are we going to pay for those ships?
We don't have to. It's already connected by the Channel Tunnel, which is, you know, it's rather like a long concrete fallopian tube underground, sort of umbilically... Connecting. Well,
that's a different cord. That's a different. You can't have a fallopian umbilical cord. That's a different. They're two different.
I had one in a rather nice taverna in Italy once.
Mike, do you want to come back in here, Mike? Because
I've been wanting to for a while.
Okay,
but I let you go on.
Let Mike have. You've had your say. Let Mike have his say.
Let me say this.
Yes.
If you get rid of islands, you get rid of Milton Keynes, that's full of them. You know, roundabouts are also called islands.
Yeah.
He has got a point there.
Yeah.
Sorry, that defeats my point.
Yeah. No, look, you've heard of the popular phrase, no man is an island, right?
Yeah.
But what if...
John Donne.
But what... Yes.
John, yes, he said it.
Yes, what, I know.
John Donne did it. He done that.
John Donne it. Oh,
John done it.
Yeah, in his book.
John.
I did do it
Small
once.
Small Man, Tall Tales, his new book. Is that it? No?
What I'm saying to you is, what if one man was an island, right? Then what would happen? If a man... No. So John Donne said no man is an island, but if one man was an island, what then?
Did you know...
It's a simple question. The comedian Noel Edmonds.
I'm answering the question. If you just let me talk, please let me talk. The comedian Noel Edmonds once stuffed his trousers with landfill and wandered into the sea near his home just to prove that a man, namely him, could be an island. Yes, but he got into a lot of legal trouble.
Yes.
Not over the island, but the man.
Where are poor people going to shop? Because, you know, if you get rid of an island, you get rid of Iceland. So where are poor people going to shop? I think it's just a disgusting attitude that this guy's got. And also, say this as well before we run out of time. I love Ireland. What about this show? You know, Love Island, Celebrity Love Island.
Yeah.
What a show that is. How are we going to know who's famous enough to turn up at the opening of an envelope, but not well-known enough for Celebrity Colonic without it?
Yeah.
All we'd have is Paul Ross on everything.
You're gonna...
I thought well, he was of course on everything, wasn't he?
Well, Paul Ross is certainly... You're certainly associated with islands, particularly the notorious dogging one on the outskirts of...
passages,
of Maidenhead. What's the...
Colonic passage.
Stop it. What's the idea... This, of course... let's look at the history of this. Obviously, it was Sir Francis Drake that first introduced islands to Britain.
Introduced Colonic.
And so he, of course, came back from the Caribbean, of course, Francis Drake, with potatoes, tobacco, and islands, because he dragged a few of the islands, didn't he, back behind his ship, and he presented them to Queen Victoria as a gift, and she popularised the notion of islands, and she insisted then that Britain was sawn off mainland Europe, which is ironic, isn't it, not given the triggering of Article 50?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I mean,
incomprehensible.
Have you heard about these trials that they're having in Sweden at the moment? I don't know whether you've...
Where?
Swedish trials.
Sweden, yeah.
They've, Sweden?
They've filled in all the sea with land around Sweden. And you can they're selling flat pack.
I'm sure that got them very excited.
Flat pack land now, where if you want to cordon yourself, if a man is an island and doesn't want to be an island anymore, you buy flat pack land and you build it around yourself, and you're no longer an island.
Oh yeah, and because you can sew yourself up to other people like the human centipede, and you won't be an island anymore.
Yeah,
is that it?
No.
That's a film by Disney, isn't it?
Let's leave. There we must leave.
Doing a live-action remake.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, by the way.
It's classic.
Paul Dark.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Paul Dark of the Wiltshire Darks.
Yeah.
Think of the popular DVD.
DVD's TV series.
On BBC, yes. Yeah. Series. Right.
And thanks for saying good afternoon to me.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Too late now.
You talked a load of banty crollocks on a stick, but it was nice talking to you.
And there, we must leave the debate. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Mike?
Colonic.
Thank you. Pulled up.
Gonad.
Thank you. Right, what do you think? Hey, what do you think? We know what they think. They think. Do you think? That's the point. Do we need islands in post-Brexit Britain? We've got coat hooks now and cheap wine. Why do we need islands? Get in touch with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hungry citizens of Britain! With Just Eat, the food you really want is just a tap away! The cheeseburger of your dreams, the freshly fried chicken you crave, the crispy fish and chips of which fantasies are made! So tap the Just Eat app. It's the weekend, and satisfaction awaits! Your favourite local restaurants are standing by. Download the Just Eat app or go online to order now!
Good news! I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In March, we've got a Passload IM360 CI Lithium Ion Framing Nailer for an amazing £349.99 ex-vac with free next-day delivery when you buy online. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting off in Bedfordshire this Friday afternoon. Very slow traffic due to an early accident on the M1 northbound. That's between junctions 11 and 12. Four lanes have now been reopened. Moving on to Staffordshire now, there's two lanes closed and queuing traffic and severe delays because of an accident on the M6 northbound between junctions 13 and 14. Congestion is all the way to junction 11A. Travel time around 80 minutes. And in Merseyside, there's one lane closed because of an earlier vehicle fire. That's on the M57 southbound at junction 1.
The whirlwind that breaks with every dawn. The traffic, the bickers, the uniforms, the tempest, the school run. Yet in these four doors, there's calm within the storm. The rolling thunder of engines unmoving, beeping, screeching, yet never intruding. Our headrested screens and panoramic viewing. Our calm within the storm. A blizzard of backchat, a gale force of hair, six studious cyclones sweep into the chairs and instantly hushed as the school runners glare at our calm within the storm. The all-new Land Rover Discovery with rear seat entertainment screens and device charging across all seven seats for serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all-new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in, of course, for the big debate. Do we need islands anymore? We live in 2017 post-Brexit Britain. We've got coat hooks now and cheap wine. Why would we need islands? A lot coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. Shuffle says, you're forgetting the real reason behind banning Icelands.
Yeah.
Apple want the trademark for the new device, don't they? The small I, big S, and then lands. Yes. John, without islands, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers would just be in the stream. And Kenny can't swim, Dolly can float, though.
Thank you for that.
That's from Alex. This is from Michael, who says, John, we can't burn bridges with islands because people would be trapped on them.
Thank you. It's a big debate there. Of course, the big debate, by the way, now available as a separate podcast, a daily big debate podcast. If you would like to listen to it with your human ears, it's available on iTunes and also, is it on the website? I don't know.
Website, yeah.
Is it talkradio.co.uk and iTunes? The big debate podcast now daily. Yeah. Right, good. Glad that's out of the way. Right, so now, Song Request Friday. Live music coming, by the way, as we have indeed dragged a singer-songwriter performer busker off the streets and have forced her, mainly against her will, to perform at microphone point, thereby losing her money where ordinarily she could be earning some. But before all that, it's Song Request Friday. And that means you can request speeches and talks because we're a speech radio station. And, oh, Cornelius.
Yeah.
You need to go out of here because you've got to go to the lift.
Leave. Be gone with you.
There he is. Because momentarily, Cornelius will be, thank you, in the lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets. But while he's on the way, Song Request Friday. This has come in. Speeches and talks, that's what we can play you, not music. We're a speech radio station. It's a licensed thing. Good day to you, John. First time listener Felix here. Hi, Felix. Thanks for writing in. I'm on hold to Stowe Council, and they're playing your show down the phone. So here I am, writing in. I'm 88th in line, waiting for someone to talk to me about replacing my bin lid, which blew away into the road the other night and got run over by a truck. Could you please play me Nathan Meervoid's Cut Your Food in Half TED Talk to pass the time, as it makes me calm and I can forget about the whole bin situation for a minute. Well, of course, Nathan, you keep hanging on there, especially for you. Song Request Friday, here's your talk.
There is a way of the world both envisions food, the way the world writes about food and learns about food. And it's largely what you would find in these books. And it's a wonderful thing. But there's some things that have been going on since this idea of food was established. You know, in the last 20 years, people have realized that science has a tremendous amount to do with food. In fact, understanding why cooking works requires knowing the science of cooking, some of the chemistry, some of the physics, and so forth. But that's not in any of those books. There's also a tremendous number of techniques that chefs have developed, some about new aesthetics, new approaches to food. There's a chef in Spain named Ferran Adrià. He's developed a very avant-garde cuisine. A guy in England called Heston Blumenthal, he's developed his avant-garde cuisine. None of the techniques that these people have developed over the course of the last 20 years is in any of those books. None of them are taught in cooking schools. In order to learn them, you have to go work in those restaurants. And finally, There's the old way of viewing food is the old way.
What a classic. A banger of a speech, of course. Perfect for a Friday. Take you into the weekend with that anthem. It's Nathan Myhrvold's Cut Your Food in Half TED Talk for Felix, who's on hold to Stowe Council, and they're playing this show down the phone. Now, that's given him enough time, of course. He should be in the lift. Why is Cornelius... Ask me why Cornelius is in the lift.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Why is Cornelius in the lift?
Because the haters gonna hate.
The haters gonna hate.
So here's what this is then, if you haven't heard it before. It is a man called Con in a lift. He's not alone, though. In there with him is a fistful of hate. Because what we do is we take all of the abuse and the nasty stuff and all the trolling that we get over the past 5 days on Twitter and other bits of social media and by text, of course, people texting, telling how much they hate me and what's wrong with me and what how awful this show is, that kind of thing. And rather than dismiss it all or, you know, put it to one side or report people for abuse, we give it to Con and he reads it out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. And he should be able to hear me if the technology works. Cornelius, are you there in the lift? Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, yes, John. Here I am in the lift.
Yeah.
I've just turned the radio off of Virgin Radio and Kate Lawler to this.
The activities of counterfeiters as possible.
What is it?
With a new £1 coin.
What's
we've
that?
Done that in several respects.
What is it?
So we think it's
Share Radio.
Great.
Sounds dull, doesn't it? Right, let's begin. This came in from Karen, who says, I tuned in a few times last week to At Talk Radio to hear what I thought was a serious broadcaster. Apparently, over the weekend, he has reverted to the mental age of a four-year-old. Hashtag, what's gone on? Graham says, I wish At Talk Radio would take a leaf out of Crayola's book and retire the redundant person from their lineup at John Holmes 1. Yes. John, I have written to Theresa May asking if we can deport you as part of Brexit negotiations, says Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Your joke of a show, and I mean joke ironically, has worn thin. Please, At Talk Radio, get this dreadful swill off the radio, says Kim. This is no name on this one. It says, I don't know why John Holmes puts up with working with that miserable cow behind the glass. Worst parts of the show is when she opens her depressing orifice. Who on earth gave Con a job? He can't read or pronounce th. Can we have some actual talent on this show? It needs it, said someone. Hi John, with the news that we will have to wait longer at A&E, I hope you get into a serious accident, says Sam in the text. And now, just a couple of the special ones, we put up the worst of all poster. Oh, Moose is in. Hey Moose. Alright. You're right. You're being silent. So basically we put up the worst of all poster yesterday and there was a spelling mistake in Daphne. So here's a collection of people tweeting me about that. Toby Gilly says, who's Daphne? Dave O'Flynn on Facebook says, it's Daphne and Celeste, not Daphne. Who's Daffy, you idiot? What is this? Why would you put Daffy? As also, that was coming from someone called Sean. Back to you, John.
Thanks very much, Cornelius, there. He's in the lift with with the haters, because the haters going to hate. So if you hate me personally, or this show, or anyone who works on the team, then don't be backward in coming forward. Let us know, and you could get your abuse read out in the lift next week on Condescending. Here's how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then just put some hate on it.
Hate!
In the next bit of the programme, Victoria's going to have the bonus and vegetable news. I've got to do a live read. Excellent. And we'll bring you music. Of course we will. It's Friday afternoon. We get you into the weekend with a session. Our busker sessions continue. Martha Bailey is today's one. And she'll be in between now and 4 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Talk Radio.
A letter from Scotland's First Minister demanding a second independence referendum has been delivered to Theresa May. She's told the Prime Minister she can see no rational reason to block a new vote between autumn next year and spring 2019. Here's Nicola Sturgeon.
The will of the Scottish Parliament must be respected. It's a question not of if it is respected, but how
And if the Prime Minister chooses not to do that, then I will set out to Parliament over the next few weeks what I intend to do to make sure that the will of the Parliament is respected and we make progress towards giving the people of Scotland a choice.
One of the politicians leading Brexit negotiations for the EU has warned there'll be no avoiding confrontational talks over the next 2 years. European Council President Donald Tusk says discussions will first focus on Britain leaving the EU before new trade agreements can be put in place. A so-called NHS trade-off will mean waiting times for some operations increasing. The head of the health service in England has set out a blueprint for how it will cope with pressures on A&E and GP services. The driver of a bin lorry which crashed in Glasgow, killing six people in December 2014, has been banned from driving for 3 years. It's over a separate offence. Harry Clark was caught behind the wheel of a car despite being told not to drive. And a study suggests having a nap could be good for your well-being. Research at the University of Hertfordshire say they found a link between a short doze and happiness. The weather rainy tonight in western areas with some heavy downpours by dawn. Drier elsewhere with lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow's going to see a mix of sunshine and showers. Highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh, yes, there is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. It is here for one reason. The reason is that her bulletins are smaller than they were. And she gets paid the same, so she has to make the time up. Victoria's bonus news, and today it's vegetable
news. The chip crisis special.
Oh.
Talk Radio Towers has been rocked by the shock announcement that curly fries, which are made from potatoes, are not on the menu despite it being a Friday. It was discovered by me, Victoria Bourne, as I've been looking forward to chips all week before this email was sent out by the canteen staff.
Fridays are normally fish and chips, but this week we have decided to do something different. So for lunch today, we are serving lasagna and a side salad for £4. I hope you can come down and try. Have a good Friday afternoon. Smiley face.
But it's disappointed many of the workers here.
Pretty shocked. It just takes away from the routine. Just disorientated me.
I'm very angry about this. I'm now going to another cafe in another office block to get chips.
What? There's no chips on the menu? No. No chips?
No chips.
No chips?
No chips.
Not a single chip?
Not one.
Honestly, it's racist.
Because of the outrage, I've taken it upon myself to get answers from the man responsible of the canteen, Fabio. I started off by asking him why.
Because a few weeks ago we had a survey and everybody said, please, Friday, don't make any fish and chips.
What about the chips?
Well, we made lasagna and they don't want any fry anymore for a while. Yeah, because they say we do it too often.
What about once a week?
Yeah, once a week I think it would be possible.
We didn't have it this week.
Next week.
Manuel.
It's Fabio, actually. You can see a picture of said lasagna on my Twitter page, Victoria underscore born, B-O-U-R-N-E.
Oh, that was very good. I mean,
where's Fabio from?
Italy.
Well, there you go. In with the lasagna.
What I liked about that is that you actually made an investigation documentary about the lack of chips in the canteen, whereas all the actual news stories, not so much. what I kind of like.
Very little effort. What I like the rest.
But you spent all the resources that you're just going and recording all of that.
It's a shame the IRN Radio Journalism Awards have just passed.
Well, I'm starting to think about submissions for next year.
Yeah. I think
you've got it.
Thanks, guys.
Well, that was Victoria's Vegetable News.
Vegetable News, the chip crisis special.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome.
Good. Right.
I still want chips.
Yes, we know. She's hangry. In the next bit of the programme, there will be live music, and I'm going to do a live read. Exciting.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, if you've been listening over the last couple of days, you'll know that I have been told I have to do a live read, which is radio terminology for thing on bit of paper that someone gives me that promotes something that we're contractually obliged to promote. Is that right?
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Just read what's on that
paper. Wednesday. Was it Wednesday, the first one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We did it to the music of Chariots of Fire. Because my argument is that it doesn't... it could just get lost in the rest of the show, right? So, and let's be honest, live reads are dull, right? So if you jazz them up a bit, it shines a spotlight on the thing you're trying to promote. Mm. So I'm actually making this better.
And then we had that meeting, didn't we?
Yesterday, yes.
Yeah. Well, two meetings now. So
The meeting wasn't because I zuzzed it up. It was because I called Julie Hartley Brewer Julian Nazi Führer.
Yes, well, stop mentioning that.
Yes.
I think we mentioned it more today than
yesterday.
The little ride, the Sumner's got his hat on. Hip parade to that, didn't
today,
we?
Today, yes. just read it out. Just read it straight.
The Sumner's got a...
Yeah.
A vent on.
A vent on.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, but why don't you just do it?
Well, I'm going to wrap it.
No.
Yes.
No, you read it.
No, because it draws attention. I've got myself some sick beats.
Where did you get sick beats from?
The sick beats shop.
Who taught him how to use the internet?
Yeah.
Lay me down my sick beats. Yeah. Wah. What do rappers say? What's that noise they make? Wah. Something like that. What do they do?
Seen a rapper.
Wah. Do they? What do they say? What's up? I don't know. Yo. We've teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events. Kick off on Wednesday, 19th of April in London. Yo, London. You can be part of it. Expert panel will debate what Brexit means for you. You'll have a chance to get your voice heard live on Talk Radio. Blah! What's up?
Never say that.
Up on stage will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney, Julian Nazi Führer.
No!
Anna Soubry, Sainsbury. Anna Sainsbury MP. Dominic Raab. MP. Political comedian Matt Ford. Tickets are £5. Profits going to St Thomas's Hospital. Good cause. Buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks. Suntalks. What? Yo, where you can also find full details of the event. And Julian Nazi Fjord.
No!
Stop it. It was
nailed it.
Almost
absolutely
acceptable.
Nailed it.
You gave out the website as thesun.com/suntalks.
For clarification, it's just one
Suntalks. Buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks.
Yes.
That's all you needed to do, see?
See? Look, attention is being paid to the live read. If I'd have just read that out, listeners would just go, right? And just wash over them. But now, I've made that better. I've zuzzed it up.
You've made it different, John.
Yes.
Are you just trying to get them to stop asking you to do that?
Nope. I enjoy these, as you can tell. I had sick beats.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I don't know what that is. Can we go to an advert?
Like a noise at the end of the in-between.
Live music coming up. Live music coming up. I mean, that was music. I mean, I know what you're going to do, Martha. I mean, follow that if you think you can. Martha's here. She does busking and singer-songwriting, and she's here to do proper music. In the next bit of the programme is our Friday afternoon busker sessions. It's Talk Radio. I'm MC John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Introducing Domino's new Walk-In Wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new Walk-In Wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Sit. Okay, go. This weekend, fetch a copy of The Times Guide to the Best Weekends with Your Dog. Whether you just want to explore the woods or take a stylish mini break, we've found the perfect places for you and your pooch. Good boy. Pick up your copy of The Times this Saturday.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com. Already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
I'm James. I'm in year 10. Last term we watched a film about penguin behaviour in maths. But weirdly, it helped me get how probability works. Random.
The whole class thought it was random. I used a penguin documentary I saw to explain probability models. James laughed the most, but his grades improved the most too. I teach Year 10. I'm Miss Ogan.
Apply now, and you could get a £25,000 tax-free bursary to train as a teacher. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
We begin in Oxfordshire. There's one lane blocked and very slow traffic. That's because of a broken down vehicle on the M40 northbound at junction 9 for Bicester. Moving on to Birmingham now, we've got one lane closed and queuing traffic. That's because of an accident on the A38M Aston Expressway outbound at Dartmouth Circus. And in Staffordshire, we've got severe delays and queuing traffic because of an early accident on the M6 northbound. That's between junctions 13 and 14. Congestion is all the way to the M6 toll. Travel time is around 60 minutes.
The whirlwind that breaks with every dawn. The traffic, the bickers, the uniforms, the tempest, the school run. Yet in these four doors, there's calm within the storm. The rolling thunder of engines unmoving, beeping, screeching, yet never intruding. Our headrested screens and panoramic viewing. Our calm within the storm. A blizzard of backchat, a gale force of hair, six studious cyclones sweep into the chairs and instantly hushed as the school runners glare at our calm within the storm. The all-new Land Rover Discovery with rear seat entertainment screens and device charging across all seven seats for serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all-new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do that! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am!
Damn him! Right, coming up to a quarter to a time, and of course it's Friday, and that means live music. That's what we like to do on a Friday, get you into the weekend with some. We've dragged a singer-songwriter in, as we do every week, from the street. She's called Martha. She's joining us now. Hello, Martha.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. All the better for being here today. Good. How are you?
Very polite, if you'd say. I'm fine, thank you. Yes, and now you heard me rap earlier.
I did, yes.
Will you be doing any rapping?
I'm definitely going to consider it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your normal choice of musical genre?
So normally I would take a bit of departure from rap and go contemporary folk. That's my scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it the contemporary folk scene a popular busking one?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, right, I was expecting a resounding yes, but okay, that's fine.
I think a lot of buskers tend to do kind of popular covers, which I kind of don't do, really. Perhaps I should probably get more money if I did
probably
that.
Yeah. It's a popularity thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do you... Are you from London? Where are you from?
I'm from Oxford originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I moved to London about 6 months ago, so not been here too long.
All right.
But yeah, I busk around, so I'm South London, so Greenwich, Brixton sometimes, Shoreditch.
Yep.
I found that South Kent tube station just outside there's a nice little sun trap, so don't even have to wear my coat, which is lovely.
Okay, good. Well, you haven't got a coat on now.
No, I haven't.
Because
it's quite
warm,
you know,
it's a hot studio. But we are going to hear some tunes.
Yes.
Two tunes. What are we starting with?
Starting with one of mine, it's an original song called Lost.
All right, here we go. Martha Bailey, live on Talk Radio.
Break my fall before I crash right through it all. Your breath betrays you, I know you're needing more. Tell me I'm wrong if you want to, but I can't ask again. If I can't have the whole of you, then why should I pretend? I'll give you all my energy, I'll give all my love. It hurts like hell, but I might as well, 'cause I'm already lost. My blood runs black, a cruel heat that warps and traps. Thoughts bloom green beneath this dream and slowly drag me back. And I can't help but cling to you, my roots spread from your feet. I weigh you down, but I don't know how to watch you wandering free. I'll give you all my energy, I'll give you all my love. Like hell, but I might as well, 'cause I'm already lost. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
lost. It hurts like hell, but I might as well, 'cause I'm already lost.
Yeah! Superb stuff, Martha. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
For that. So, is that a recent track, or is that?
It's one of my older ones now. I probably wrote it about a year and a half ago, but it's been released on my first EP, which came out in November. So, in that sense, it's quite recent.
Okay, and is there another EP on the way? What's the next?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, I'm aiming to kind of write and release another one within the next year. Mm. But yeah, I'm still compiling the songs for that one.
And where would we find this EP, should we wish to?
So the one that's out currently, you can find it on YouTube, on SoundCloud, yep, and on Bandcamp if you want to download it.
Bandcamp?
Yeah, Bandcamp. And yeah, everything social media related is just, if you search Martha Bailey Music,
yep,
nice and simple, then it'll all come up.
All right, so second song?
Second song is a cover by the wonderful Joni Mitchell. It's Case of You.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Right. Okay. When you're ready,
I just need to swap guitars.
Martha Bailey with us. Martha Bailey Music. If you want to find out more about her, of course, as she said, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube as well. Martha Bailey Music. That was track one. That was hers. This is a cover version. It's Joni Mitchell, and it's live on Talk Radio. It's Music on a Friday afternoon.
Said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet, but I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. I would still be on my feet. Box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones who ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls, and surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet, but I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. I would still be on my feet. I met 'cause she knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds, and she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet, but I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. I would still be on my feet.
To get you into the weekend there. Martha, thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
Excellent stuff. Martha Bailey Music, if you would like to track her down. Not in a stalky way, just in a musical way. Superb stuff. Thank you so much. Yasmin Khan's here because, you know what, it's a Friday, and that means it's Yasmin, Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, with Drive Time. Space Muslim.
Hello, John. Not quite as clever as Sherlock Holmes.
That's fine.
There you go.
Great. What's coming up on the show, Yaz?
First time anyone in this building has called me that.
Yeah.
It's unusual. Some people choose to. Yes, that. I was plagued by that. Mm. So we've had Yaz, we've had Space Muslim. Anything else you want to go with?
No.
No. That's fine for now, is it?
Yep.
Suffering a little bit today, John?
Hungover, it's fine.
Were you out late last night?
No.
Yes, you were.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about sugar. Lots and lots of lovely sugar, which I'm addicted to. What would you rather have, a smaller chocolate bar or same size chocolate bar but with less sugar and less calories in it? And
fewer. What?
Yes, too much for you today, isn't it?
Can I have both?
You need both, by the looks of it. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the war on sugar and also how, if you get even one night's bad sleep, how it can affect you. And what it does to your body and what it does to your behaviour during the day.
I've got to do Virgin Radio breakfast all next week.
Oh.
Right, and this show in the afternoons.
You're going to be tired
I'm
grumpy.
Going to be a little bit grumpy and tired.
Yes. Mm. So we're going to be talking about lack of sleep, too much sugar, not enough sleep. And also we're going to be talking about the winner of a new book award. And we've got music review because it's a Friday. And we've got trending review and loads. Just loads.
Just loads.
Just loads.
Just loads of it.
Just loads of it. You really need to go home, John.
I'm going to pop. Right. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you on Monday, 1 till 4, or indeed Virgin Radio Breakfast from 6 a.m. Yeah, on Monday. Yasmin with you next. Have a good weekend. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.